Welcome to another episode of the Tiltcast, episode 6, Bombs Over Chicago. Today we're going to be reviewing a few games. We're going to review Red Dead Undead Nightmare. We're going to review an iPhone game, Game Dev Story, and then Fist of the North Star Embrace, an anime-based game, which, you know, I'm supposed to fucking hate. So, anyways, we're going to get into this, and let's rev it up. Welcome again to another episode of the Tiltcast. My name's Justin. I'll be hosting tonight. And to my left, I have Trent.
Hello.
And Holly across from me.
Hey.
And Mr. Olson to my right.
Yes, that is me.
That is you?
Mr. Andrew No Mike Olson.
Yep.
This is take two.
This is actually take two because Andrew forgot to turn on his mic.
Way to go.
10 minutes in, we realized.
Yep.
So anyways, we're starting over.
you had an interesting experience at the bar, didn't you, Holly? Yeah.
We probably should have cut that anyway.
Yeah, I know.
So anyways.
Video games.
And Holly's small mouth.
It's funny to us when people are like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, so video games. Andrew.
Yes.
Let's go back over this. You've been playing some video games, haven't you, buddy?
I have. What you been playing? I've been playing a lot of video games. So last night at about 11 o'clock, I picked up the new DLC for Red Dead Redemption, the Undead Nightmare.
You don't have to talk faster to make up.
I know. I'm trying to remember like exactly what I said because it just comes out of nowhere. So picked it up. It was $10.
Yeah, and that's Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare.
Yes.
And actually, this actually came out a couple weeks ago. And
out last week.
Do they have the deal now where you can get all the DLCs plus that for $20?
Yes. Yes.
Or $1,600
points, and it's all on the marketplace. Which, did you realize they changed that shit around?
Yes, actually, to bring up a minor note for all of you who haven't been on live. As of Monday, they changed everything to get ready for Connect, and so
it looks butt ugly.
Some people think so. Does. I don't like the white.
Yeah, I went in to see white. If I could change it. You cannot change the color scheme.
I like the new sound effects.
Eh,
I like the new loading screen for 50-50 when it
on them.
Loads in.
Oh, the super gay loading screen.
I like
with the
it.
Ribbons flying everywhere. I was just like, wow.
It looks super.
Like, it's just kind of, it's like I just missed the spinning orb with a ping, you know?
Well, I hate it looks the fact updated. That once you re-download it, it tries to get you to go through the tutorial again. Obviously, you just press Y to get out of it, but
I just don't like it. And it was nice rounded edges, and it was cool and all. Now it's all blocky.
It's not blocky, it's just sharp edges.
Yeah, I know, it's just sharp edges, but it makes it look blocky when before it had the nice round edges. And I think
blocky would imply a dimension.
It seemed to actually, whatever. But anyways, it seemed to actually, it just seems to be a little bit more flowing. It just seems a little more, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, just fucking jarred is what it feels like.
It moves stiff.
Yeah, it's very stiff. I just don't like it too much, so.
I like parts of it and I don't like parts of it. I do think, to me, it seems like it's moving smoother because it like seems like it's using less resources. And you hit the Xbox button, it seems to move faster, but that could just be me. Mm-hmm. Maybe they used a smaller JPEG for the graphic. I don't know.
I just think it's ugly.
Yeah, kind of like, I'll get used to it.
It's changed before, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Red Dead.
Red Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, you having fun?
I am having a blast.
And your eyes are perky.
I know. I do want to go home and go play some more. So basically what I'm hearing about it is it's about 6 to 8 hours of actual content for $10. Not like just repetitive bullshit, but actual 6 to 8 hours of
story. The main story.
I don't know if main story, but there's, I mean, like I put maybe 2 hours into the actual story and then 6 hours into doing random other shit, which is the problem with me in open world games.
I do that too, but we'll get into that later.
So basically, the story opens up. I mean, it really doesn't give you much of an idea of what's going on. It's opens up. You're in John Marston's house with your wife and kids, and they're just being a normal family. All of a sudden, an undead uncle comes in and attacks your wife. And he's like,
"Does he have a T-shirt that says Undead Uncle?"
Yeah, he does. I don't know. I can't remember the uncle.
Like you turn around, you just think he's not. He's just been eating sloppy joes, and you find out it's been brains.
Oh! That's nasty.
That's nasty.
So basically, he attacks your wife, and you end up killing him. And then, like, your wife's down on the ground, and of course, anybody who's ever seen a zombie movie, you're like, get the fuck out of there, John! Nope, the kid goes over to the mom.
So you're that guy in the movie that's like, don't turn that corner! Don't turn that corner!
that's me. Uh-uh, not in my house. So the wife attacks your son, your son turns into a zombie, John ties him up, lassos him up, and throws him into the bedroom.
Question is, do you actually get to lasso them up in gameplay? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to do that challenge.
Yeah.
Lasso people.
Yes. You have to corral your family.
Yes. And then you need to run around with your arms big and wide open. You're like, move this way.
Yeah. No, not like that. Not corral. Okay.
Do you growl at them?
No, you just wave stakes at them. You're like, this way. But, yeah,
doing the airport, fucking guiding the plane in. So,
so you throw him in the room, and you're like, "Yeah, it's a great cinematic, nice little pieces to it." And then, like, you go out in the town to try and figure out what the fuck is going on, and you meet up with the crackhead doctor guy.
Into town and go, "What the fuck's going on?"
You go into the Boy Scout moment. He's like, what is going on out here?
He's like, there's some shit going down. He's like,
tarnation?
He's like, I need to figure this out. Fucking John Marston saves the day.
It's because he's motherfucking John Marston, man.
I know. He's the shit. So, number one, all the towns look different. It looks like they went into every single town and just kind of fucked shit up. They, like, spray paint on the wall of, like, people saying, welcome to hell and shit, and there's fires everywhere. So, I mean, they're
blood and guts. Lots of blood and guts.
I don't... You'll see, like, dead bodies and stuff, and, like pieces of bodies randomly sprawled out throughout places, and, like, bloody handprints and stuff. And, like, so, you go into the town, you meet up with that crackhead doctor guy, and he's kind of halfway... He's kind of... Fuck you. He's kind of halfway, he's, like, jittery, and he's like, oh, I know what we need to do. Let's meet back up. I'm about to go down this dark alley. Of course, he gets fucking munched on, and he, like, seconds later, he changes into a zombie. Which then, that's like, besides your wife and son, that you haven't seen any other zombies. Even whenever you, like, free-roamed, like, the little, like, 30 meters or whatever.
So all this stuff was, like, the town was entirely changed in an evening while you were sitting at home eating.
Yeah, and like, it's
and then people were like, "Welcome to hell!" Burning buildings, and all that happened.
And like,
2 hours.
Like, he doesn't notice. He's like, "Something smells like it's burning." Nope, nothing. No screams.
So just hell came to this part of the country in like a matter of minutes. Yeah. So
it was like the mist.
And they had enough time to actually go in there, like spray it and be like, "Get out of town!" And he's just like, "I don't know what's going on."
Yeah.
Should I leave? Yeah.
So like,
that's like I wish I could read. I wish I could read because I'm sure this wall has something really important.
it's like zombies
red.
Everywhere.
It's like, yeah. John Marston, the cake is a lie.
Yeah. So like,
do other main characters from the story come back as zombies, like the freedom fighter in Mexico or anything?
Oh,
like
I haven't ran into a lot. Like, I ran into Seth.
Yeah,
Seth is playing with who's that one guy that you. You get him out of jail. You like he had part of the treasure map.
It's been a while since it's been a while.
You know who I'm talking
the other,
about,
like,
though?
Lanky.
Yeah. He was his best friend from when they were kids, and then he ends up screwing him over to get the treasure map. I just ran into Seth and that guy.
Isn't he the one that helps you get the machine gun, or is that
yes.
Seth?
Oh, the Irish
dude? No,
that's
Irish. Not Irish.
Oh, Irish gets the machine gun.
No,
I liked Irish.
The he's a grave robber, and then his buddy's also a grave robber, and he had that piece of the map. Well, I ran into both of them again, except his buddy, Seth's buddy, is a zombie, and Seth is showing him how to play cards. And they're playing cards. He's like,
this
is you want
like Shaun of the Dead?
No, he's like, you want to play a game of cards? And like, whenever you're leaving, like the zombie stands up and he's like, sit down. He's like, our game isn't done yet. And the zombie's like,
can you actually play cards with him?
I don't know. I just hurried up and got out of there because Seth creeps me out. like worse than these zombies do.
It's a video game.
I don't know, dude. Just him in general. Just I can just look at that, like look at him. I'm like, man, that motherfucker must stink. Just, I can smell it.
Nice. So the quality of voice acting, is it as good as
it's spot on? Same characters, same voice actors.
That's good.
And like, well, what I was saying about the whenever you go into the town, you don't see any zombies until after that shit happens, and they literally flood from everywhere. And like,
are they fast zombies or
some of them are wicked fast? I mean, some will shuffle at you, and then they'll kind of pick up speed, and some will like drop down to all fours and like run at you, like fucking like an alien or something.
It's like the mud men from Left 4 Dead 2, the way they run.
Those guys are creepy, because all of a sudden you'll just be seeing one off in the distance. You'll like look away, and then you look back, he's like half the distance fucking charging you in this spider crawl thing. Yeah.
But they also have zombies that like spit crap at you.
I haven't ran into any spitter guys, but I've ran into like the tank equivalent of one.
Is that just a big fat guy?
Yeah, he was a big old huge guy that met him in the graveyard.
So they have some special infected.
Men on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah. So gameplay, like, is it really repetitive, or did you feel like you're doing new things, or like, is it engaging enough that you've lost time?
It's engaging enough I've lost time. I mean, I've done the same thing. Like, I went from town to town, kind of clearing out the towns, because they've kind of got a little mini game. You've got to kind of, you basically have to go in the town and kill all the zombies in the town. And, like, there'll be some survivors, like, on buildings and stuff helping you shoot them.
Do you have to rescue survivors and things like that?
Yeah. Once you clear it out, you,
kind of Dead Rising meets Left 4 Dead meets
Undead Rising.
Yeah, but, like, you actually make headway. If you clear out a town, they're cleared out.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to play this.
Yeah, but then you have to keep an eye on your map, because they'll get infested again. So you have to
So you mean somebody will get bit, and then it just keeps...
Like, I was riding around nowhere, just down a road, and all of a sudden I run into, like, a horde of, look like 300 zombies just trucking it down this road, and I'm like, okay, going the other way.
Not enough ammo.
Oh, and that's another thing. Ammo's a bitch to find.
So you're using your knife?
I don't even have a knife yet. They give you a torch, which setting zombies on fire is pretty awesome.
God, I'm gonna have to play this.
I know.
I was trashing on this summer with Carousel, because I was like, oh no, another zombie DLC. And you describing this is actually making me want to play. Oh, like I've been just putting it off and like, you know, I got some cool games I'm playing. So
it's excellent. It's spot on. Like I was like, there's still, you've got your main story, and then you've got a bunch of different side quests that you can do. And, like, one of my side quests was I had to go out to tall trees, and I go to a tent where this guy's, like, shooting off into the wilderness. And Marston comes up there. He's like, what you doing? And he's like, I'm trying to keep Sasquatch back. And I'm like, what? I'm like,
so there's Sasquatches?
Oh, yeah. There's Bigfoot in there. And he's like, Sasquatch has been eating babies and stuff. So you go around killing Sasquatches. There's six of them. I'm not going to tell you what happens in the end, but you will remember it for a while. Because
you find the $6 million man, like, banging a Sasquatch.
No, it's a Sasquatch from Venture Brothers.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
But
shave Sasquatch.
That story was just...
Find out it's a man.
Yeah.
I mean, they did not skimp anywhere on this. At least
So it's Undead Nightmare. Does this mean that you went to sleep and you woke up and it was like this?
I guess so.
So you were mentioning something about the dead screen, like do you get turned into a zombie, or does it all work out?
Okay, when you die, you remember in the original game, the dead screen would pop up.
Right.
It would just say dead and be all bloody and stuff. And this one, when you die, it pops up undead. I thought that was a nifty little trick they threw in there, that I was just like, oh, that's just something small, and it was just like, oh, that's it's really creative.
And it's the full map, like Mexico and America.
Yeah,
it says something about chupacabras.
Oh, yes. There. This is what I've heard, because I saw on the achievement, because I was looking at the different achievements that you can get, and it was like, kill a chupacabra. I'm like, nah. So I'm guessing he's somewhere in Mexico.
So there's 200 points of achievement points extra on this, right? Okay.
Which there probably should have been more for how big this game is.
Fair enough. So recommend, don't recommend... Definitely. Sounds like you definitely recommend.
Definitely. You have to pick this game up. It is well worth it.
The graphics didn't look as good. They looked a little more...
It,
coming from Bill O'Reilly.
No, I mean, it's just something mouth. That I noticed. Whatever.
Yep. Holly's wet.
that's what gets her wet is trashing on games. Yep. No, what I think is the reason that they kind of toned down the graphics a little bit is to be able to fit everything plus adding a bunch of new stuff onto a DLC.
Well, also, the game has a more grainy feel to it, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
yeah. So that might be why it looks like it's dumbed down. It's because it is grain effect.
Well, also, yeah. I was talking to her about it, and I was wondering. I mean, Red Dead, the original, came out almost a year no, 8 months ago.
May 5 months ago.
Nah.
Yep.
I thought that game's been out for a while. No.
Nope, came out in May.
Same with Alan Wake. I don't know. I was just thinking maybe a time
gap. It feels like
a
lot longer ago than it was.
Yeah, it does.
We've just played a lot since then.
Well, yeah. I mean, but all these games are coming out with great graphics. I was just wondering if it's maybe an older gen kind of thing coming back.
It might be the film grain thing. I'd have to go through it and actually play it. But, like, did you ever play Stubbs the Zombie?
Yes.
Remember that had a little bit of film grain thing going on? Was it anything like that?
No, it just looks like they didn't go in there with a fine-tooth comb and, like, fixed every pixel. See,
I've seen the gameplay, and it's got this really heavy grain filter to it.
Yeah.
And it's really dark, and it's a lot more dark. And I think that's what probably does, is just the lighting with the grain.
Yeah, because that was one of the nice thing about the original games. There's so much good sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, the sky's still there. I haven't done where you just sit, and it'll start, like, panning around and seeing the...
Does it ever come daylight?
Yeah. You're fighting them in the daylight, too.
Man, I gotta play this.
Dude, yeah.
But there's also the multiplayer territory.
Oh, yeah. I haven't touched on the multiplayer.
We can touch on that this weekend.
We'll definitely have to. There's like a horde mode kind of thing, which looks pretty epic.
And there's also a territories one where you have to... It's kind of like free roam. Yeah, it's kind of like the three-plot Halo where you gotta... control territories within a town while versing, like, how many other players?
Well, it's all in free roam, and I think free roam is either 16 or 24 people just running around the map.
So it's basically territory. I think you can do it in groups or...
Yeah, you can posse
up. Yeah, you get a posse up. Remember, we used to... Me and you played it for a little while, and we were getting our asses handed to us.
We were just murdering people. Just sat up in a town and just were shooting. And then all of a sudden, like, actual players would get all pissed off. And
they get, like, 16 versus me and you.
And we're just, like, trying to fend them off. But there is no... it's no longer a cover-based shooter kind of game anymore. Because, like, the original game, you had to hide behind rocks and stuff.
Well, that's because people were shooting at you.
Yeah. This one, it's more about running and gunning.
Because you run out of ammo and you can't kill everything.
And also using your slow-mo side thing.
I haven't done that yet.
You
got
to shoot him in the head?
Yes. You can fucking put 40 rounds in some dude's chest, and he's just going to keep falling down and get back up. I was just like, Jesus.
Can he blow off limbs?
Yes. I want to say you can, because I've crippled one before, and he was crawling after me.
Because I'd almost be like, grab the shotgun and shoot out a couple of their legs, you know, that were coming at me, and to take care of some of the other ones, you know?
Yeah, and of course it still has the, like, kind of the quick time cinematic things where you put the gun up underneath his chin and blow his brains out and stuff. They still have that.
Nice. I remember that with the shotgun. It's like, oh, this is fucking cool.
Yeah, and one thing that I've been spending a lot of time doing is looking for the four horses of the apocalypse.
Yeah, the four different
There's four different horses that are in there.
So
there's
like, what is there, death, there's pestilence.
There's pestilence, famine,
death.
War,
war
and death. Yeah. And, like, each one has its own special ability. Like, war, if you run by it, you can set them on fire. And, like, the other ones have other special abilities. And that's where I spent a good 4 hours just looking
now,
for
them.
Now,
do all of them have unlimited stamina, or is it just
only
particular
one.
Ones? Okay.
So, yeah, that's... I'm giving complete thumbs up on this. And this is
well, that's
a
good to hear,
because
I thought
buy.
It was just going to be another thing following the zombie trend. Because we had Waking Dead that came out last month, and... With for you know AMC, you had
the Walking Dead.
Or Walking Dead, yeah, and then you had the you know, all the different
you had
zombie
the Call
related.
Of Duties. The
yeah, I mean the last 5 years, we talked about this on Carousel, which you can go to carouselpodcast.com. And me and Trent actually, it was released on the day before Halloween, but really long zombie talk on there. But anyways, yeah, we talked about a lot of that, but the there's a recent trend going on with a lot of zombie shit in the last few years. And sometimes you worry, is it
zombies
just shit?
Are the new pink.
I like zombies. I'm just going to say that. But, you know, hoping that it's good is another thing, you know, because the Call of Duty thing I wasn't so hot on.
No.
So I'm glad this was good.
It was. It's excellent. And I had the same skepticism going into it. I was just like, but then I heard some of the reviews and some of the hype about it. I was just like, okay, I'll try it out. Mm.
So that's been your main game this last week.
That has been my main game. I also, on listening to TVGP, Boston's always talking about different games he gets on his iPhone. And
oh, yeah. What was that game that you're playing that they've been talking about on all the podcasts?
All of them. It's Games Dev Story.
Yeah, how is that? And explain that, because I never really got it.
It is kind of like a theme roller coaster thing, or kind of a sim game. And you are in charge of a video game company. And you hire programmers and writers and composers.
Are you actually seeing little people do this, or is
it of dysentery?
You see little people typing and stuff. You don't actually see the game, but you get to create your own games and stuff. Like, my company right now is Poopstar Games. It's really creative.
Yeah, I see that. I hear that.
And then I came up with a
something crass and something ripped off all at the same time.
Oh. And then, like, I've just been making the weirdest games possible. Like, I made a historical racing game, and I've been doing awful. Nobody likes my games.
Spider racing.
No, like I've put, and Boston was talking about how he loses time doing this. Like, I was sitting at work. I'm like, oh, I've got a couple, 30 minutes before I got to do something. Let's whip out the phone. Hour and a half later, I'm like, shit, I haven't done any work. So, yeah, it's. I mean, if you are into those kind of semi-games, and you definitely have time to kill, and you're not around a computer anything.
Was it like $2 or something?
$3.99.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad at all. I mean, it's an iPhone game. I'm sure it'll be on Droid soon.
Yeah, because Droid's the bastard child.
Yep. And that's all about I've been playing.
So, moving along here. Trent, you've been playing some video games lately.
I played, well, you know, going between, like, you know, Fallout and
and
a couple others. And
yeah, me and you have been, like, poop-sucking the shit out of Fallout.
Yeah, and I'm getting ready to pick up Mass Effect 2 again and go back through on that and all that. But, Fist of the North Star, Ken's Rage.
And pause there, huh?
It's yes.
A long title.
Yes, it is.
You know, so for me, because I'm the anime hater, isn't that anime-based game?
Yeah, it's anime-based.
Yeah, is it good?
Yeah, Fist of the North Star. That's not bad. Are you talking about the anime or the game?
Either or.
The anime's not bad, not bad.
A lot of tentacle porn?
Well, no. It's one of those traditional, you know, what you expect from a kung fu anime.
Like Dragon Balls?
No, better than that. It's a lot more, like, realistic, kind of, like, in the characters are a lot more realistic looking. Of course, the guy does do, like, the 100 Fists of Death, where it's like, he just starts punching, and there's just a cloud of fists, you know, and they brought that into the game, which is kind of fun. So
you're not a little kid, you're an actual man?
Yeah, you're an actual man.
Okay.
Named Kenshiro. And,
Do you have a cute little pet that follows you around?
No, they did bring in something from the anime, which was, and the manga, which is, you have a little kid that follows around named Bat. He's a little bastard, and I wish he would fucking die, because I never liked that kid.
Does he make little sex noises, like, ha-ha!
Yeah, he does. He goes,
meow. And then he says the wink and the peace sign.
No, he sounds like Elfin Lee, where he just says, meow, 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 like, all the fucking time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, there's actually an anime with a chick named Mew. That's all she does, just Mew, because she can't speak English. So she has no memory, so she can't speak at all. But anyways, it's a 3D action game put out by Omega Force.
Okay, so I'll stop trashing on this. I really know nothing about it. So
yeah, and it's for Xbox, PlayStation 3. And basically, the storyline follows, like, directly with the anime and stuff, and the whoever people want me to pronounce it, manga, whatever.
Manga.
Yeah, and it actually follows it really close, which is kind of nice. And the story is basically...
Is it based off one of the main storylines in the manga or manga?
Yeah, it's actually the storyline for it, the first part of it. And that is that basically your girlfriend, you know, has been kidnapped, and you're going up against people that... Well, I don't want to go into too much detail, but you're going against people that you know from the past. Like, you have the scars across your chest, which in the anime, the guy has scars across his chest, which actually the main guy, I think it was Shin, is the one who gave them to him. He tried to kill him. And you're after him trying to get your girlfriend back, and your girlfriend commits suicide in the anime. She threw herself to her own death. And you find that out and stuff. But this part of the game focuses on you versus, what was his name? Was it Rayo? I think it was Rayo. I can't remember. It's been forever. But it's basically that first part of the anime, arc of the anime, where it's just you going after him, and you have to go through these different bosses to get to him. And it's not a side-scroller. It's actually
3D. What I was going to actually ask, is it like a JRPG, or is it a fighting game? Or
no, it's not a fighting game. It's actually an RPG. And you actually build up your skills. You get skill points, and you can unlock new talents, upgrade yourself. It's actually one of those things where Japanese have a really bad time with overcomplicating stuff. So you have your basic attacks, but then you have your spirit meter you have to fill up in order to pull off some of your special attacks, and then you have other meters to pull off even more attacks, and it gets really fucking annoying sometimes. And the shit thing is, you look at games like Batman or even Watchmen, you know, they brought the same type in where you're doing this, you can just, you know, somersault from enemy to enemy to enemy, you know, beat them all, just point in that direction, you'll go and hit them. This one, you actually have to turn. And turning kind of leaves you open for attacks. And when you try and pull off some of your special attacks, like there's this touch of death where you grab somebody's ears, you just grab their ears, and you flick on the side of their neck, basically. And your character goes, "You're already dead." And then the guy will, like, explode. It's really gory when the guys, like, start expanding and turn red and shit, and then blood goes everywhere. And or you can do your 100 fists, which is just so fucking funny. Because it goes in this cinematic, showing from different angles, and all you see is just fists, 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 like hundreds of fists, and you're like, ee! The entire fucking time. And you're like, fuck, you know, it goes into cinematics every time you do any of these special attacks. And they get a little old after a while, but...
Yeah, is it really cartoony?
It looks like anime, basically. It's got that, you know, fucking looks like a video game. Very, that's all, like, I can really say. To be honest with you, all the enemies, this game takes place in the post-apocalypse, so it's like the whole world is destroyed, you know, so it actually looks a lot like Borderlands,
okay,
how that is presented, but it's done from a kind of a third person.
So you're actually seeing your character.
Yeah, you actually see your character, and...
Is it cel-shaded?
To be honest, I really don't remember if it was or not, because I wasn't paying too much attention when I was playing it. As to if it was cel shaded or not, but the graphics look pretty okay. The cinematics are actually really good looking. You would expect more though, based on the graphics from the cinematics. To be honest with you, it's kind of got late PlayStation 2 type graphics to it.
So do the characters actually look like anime characters? I mean, like, you know, the really big eyes, little
no, that's not this type
very
of anime.
Exaggerated, like,
not hairstyles.
A few of the characters have those type of things, but for the most part, it's not really that type of anime. These look like your Street Fighter type. Like, your main guy Ken has always had this, like, big bulky body, and he's got a little tiny face with just neck muscles, you know, and shitty hair. And it's your typical Street Fighter type looking anime, you know, and the video game does a really good job in bringing that over, and it looks interesting for the most part. A lot of the fiends in the game that you play against remind me of, you know, they've always reminded me of Borderlands. You got guys with mohawks wearing plate armor and stuff like that. It's got that voice actor too. I forgot his name. The one that was
that
in
guy.
The one that was in Assassin's Creed that we thought was Bender DiMaggio.
Oh, yeah.
It's got him in it doing all the voices of the sub-bosses. It's the same fucking guy, because it sounds like you're beating this guy up, and he says something, and it sounds like Bender. You're just like, fuck. So it gets kind of funny. It's a little clunky when you're playing it, the gameplay. Like, you'll go to do your special 100-fist attack, or if you're fighting a big guy, when you do the touch of death, it looks like you're grabbing his nipples. Which is kind of...
It doesn't reach high enough?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, there's... Oh, God, I forgot his name. There's this really big, gigantic, fat guy that's...
Like he grabs both his nipples, and then he gives him, like, blows on his stomach.
Yeah. I can't remember what his fucking name was. I think it's
gives him a raspberry.
Mr. Hart or something. I think it's Mr. Hart. But it's this huge, giant, fat... Mr. Hart. But it's this big, giant, fat guy. And he actually uses these attacks where he, like, jumps his belly. Like, he'll jump up and slam on you and stuff and, like, thrust his belly into you and knock you back. And you can't really hurt him with anything other than special moves. But you walk up to him and you do the touch of death. And he's so tall, it looks like you're grabbing his nipples. And you're, like, turning your hands when you do it. So it looks like you're giving him a titty twister of death. So that's pretty fucking funny.
Give him a raspberry on his
tummy. Yeah, a little raspberry on his tummy. But it's cool because you can pick up world objects. Like, since it is the apocalypse, there's a lot of girders lying around. You can pick up steel girders and just fucking bash enemies with them. You can pick up undetonated missiles and use them to hit people and then throw them off in the distance. And it goes into an aiming. All you gotta do is press, like, Y, and it goes into an aiming screen. And you can just, it's over the shoulder, and you can just throw it. It's got a little arrow to show you where you're gonna land it. And, but like I said, it's a little clunky. You'll go to do one of your special moves, and the guy in front of you will sidestep, and you'll just do it to nobody in midair. You'll just start punching the air, you know? So it kind of sucks. If they would have made it a little bit more efficient, and the movement's a little bit easier, like, you move really fucking slow, to be honest with you.
Like, Gears of War slow?
Ooh, no. Worse than that.
Fastest thing you could do in Gears of War was the roadie run.
Yeah. This one, I mean, you're walking down these small corridors. It's not an open world game. It's very much set path, and you're walking down these street corridors of this abandoned, blown out city and stuff, and they'll be like, 10 guys will jump off the roofs and get ready to kick your ass, and they're all surrounding you. You can do different moves, like you can do a groundbreaker move where you jump up and slam into the ground, and that actually helps get people away from you, and it does a lot of damage. But when you're going head-to-head with these guys, you'll be punching one of them, and you'll want to turn and punch a guy that's coming up behind you. You just can't turn fast enough, and it gets really annoying. So, and to be honest with you, I don't know if it's something to do with movement upgrades, because there is skill points you can use to distribute and buy upgrades, but I don't think there's anything for movement, to be honest with you.
So it's like Alpha Protocol mixed with Street Fighter.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, the game does offer a lot of... extra stuff, though, which is kind of cool. To be honest with you, I mean, the story follows with the anime, but it's also a little weird because it runs out of sequence from the anime just a slight bit. But you've got these different modes, like you got Legend Mode, Dream Mode, Challenge Mode, and Introduction Mode, which is a tutorial. But the Legend Mode is basically like Dynasty Warriors. Yeah, which when I was playing with Jess, that's what I was comparing the game to, was Dynasty Warriors. It's just she can't move as fast, you know, as they do in Dynasty Warriors.
So what, you mean there's like 100 guys you gotta kill?
Not 100 that I've come across. I mean, the largest the largest amount I've come across is like 35 guys.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, but when you're moving really slow, it kind of sucks.
It's not 300 zombies, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, but the Legend Mode follows the original anime, pretty much. It follows it as much as it can. It follows the first part, which is Kenshiro, where he came from, and it's when you're going up to where you go against Reo in the anime. And that's pretty much what the whole story is. And let's see, they bring in people you can play as, which is Kenshiro, Rei, Amiya, Toki, and also Reo. You can play as him as well.
Toki Wartooth?
Yeah, Toki. So, but if you do that, if you beat it with Rei, you can also unlock an alternate version of her. Dream Mode is a whole brand new story they made up for it. Let me think. It's basically just about the Hokuto brothers and how it works out. So, and then Challenge Mode is players against basically Horde. That's all it is.
So is it co-op or?
You can co-op it. From what I didn't try co-op, and I heard you could co-op, but I didn't do that.
Is it girlfriend mode co-op, or is it like they actually have something they can save?
I heard you can co-op, but we were focusing on Legend Mode while we were playing.
I like
it,
how that's a new consideration. Girlfriend co-op.
Yeah, girlfriend co-op.
Well, it's the girlfriend that wants to support you in playing video games, but she's not very good.
And she'll last an hour and she's done.
The type of girl that would be playing Enslaved.
Well, see, my girlfriend bought this game. This is her game, okay. And I played it with her, and She holds her own in Halo, so she knows how to play games. But she's more of a PC gamer, so she's not very good at Left 4 Dead on Xbox yet. She's getting there. She's getting there. But, you know, she did dish out like 1,000 damage to you guys on Spitter.
With the Trent's tutoring, you should start.
Oh, no, no.
You should have
I will tutor your girlfriend to play just as good.
Seminars.
So. He doesn't tutor. He assimilates.
Yeah. I taught her some good stuff, you know, that kept her alive. And your girlfriend fucking learned some things. Like, you know, don't stand in the middle of the room.
Yes,
go
stand
to the
in
fucking
the corner
and pistol whip.
Don't
and
suck
kneel
both
down.
Balls at the same time. You only suck them one.
And if you're in the front, fucking kneel down.
Yep.
So, but they teach you that in Catholic school, too. So, anyways.
Ouch.
Anyways, challenge mode, though, that's kind of like firefight, horde, you know? It's just going off against, you know, countless enemies, so. But the game is actually pretty gory.
Did you have some fun playing it, though?
Oh, yeah, I had fun. It was the boss fights are actually a little difficult just because they can take a while.
Is it difficult because controls suck or difficult because there's an actual fun challenge to it?
Ooh, that's a 50-50, to be honest with you. Like, the first boss was just fun because he was kind of, you know, just a challenge. Second one, you actually go up against Shin, who is actually like the second or third guy you go up against, who's the main guy that stole your girlfriend. He sucks because he'll dodge so many of your special attacks, and you can sit there and beat him up. You know, it's like they have this red circle that appears in front of them that's armor, and the more you hit him, you know, as you hit him, it goes down, and once it's down, they're actually susceptible to your attacks. Or you can just go ahead and do one of your special attacks, and it drops a shield and does damage. Thing is, the only way you can get your special attack charged up is by drinking dropped items like wine and milk and stuff like that, get your spirit up, or by getting your ass kicked royally. Because when you dish out damage, it only brings it up so much at a time. Getting your ass kicked, a lot more. So it's kind of difficult to kind of... It's like, should I let him wail on me for the next, like, half minute so I can do another attack, but there's no more health, blah, 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 what should I do? It's a little bit of strategizing on how you're going to do it. And the way the bosses are set up, they have a health bar that's visible at the bottom of the screen, thank God. And
that's the one thing Japan does that I really like, is health bars.
Yeah, a lot of American games do not put enemy health bars, and you're like, is he almost dead? He's flashing red, what does that mean?
Even Fables didn't have fucking health bars.
Yeah. But the way it's done, though, is they're segmented. So once you get them past that first segment, they do not heal past that again. If you get them down halfway, they start regenerating health. So you actually have to just keep laying into them some way or another. But you have to work them down segment by segment until they die. So, and it can be a real pain in the ass. If you're a huge fan of the anime, I'd say get it.
What's it running? Is it 60?
Yeah, it's about 60, yeah. Yeah.
How long do you think the game is?
I've heard it's super long.
Like, I mean, I really don't mind short games as long as they're good.
Mm-hmm.
And the good games that are longer, even better. To me, that's like bonus. But,
oh, yeah. It's like Halo Reach was a long game, like 10, 12 hours, and it was a great story, great game. And hell, I play that just about every day.
How do you feel about, and I forgot to ask you about this actually, Andrew, both of you, how do you feel the replayability is? And I'll start with Trent.
With me, I mean, I haven't beaten the game yet, so I really can't tell you, but it's annoying enough, I'd probably take a little bit of a vacation after beating it.
Okay, and Andrew?
I don't know, I think I'm able to do everything in the first run through, and so I don't know if I'd...
But it is $10.
It is $10.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but with this game, like I said, if you're a big fan of Fist of the North Star, and this is a spinoff of... the Warrior series, Warriors, which is a series that's come out, but this is a spinoff for that. And if you're a fan of that as well, I mean, you know, definitely pick the game up. It follows with the anime. It's actually a pretty fun game for the most part. And the only thing I have to bitch about is basically the mechanics for it. Just, you know, turning, actually fighting can be a big pain in the ass. Learning the controls, definitely take the tutorial. So,
definitely has its own skill set of controls.
Definitely has its own skill set just because it can be annoying. You know, it can be annoying when you're fighting guys. When you're going up against enemies, you'll jump
in
the air.
Like as annoying as Dead Rising 1?
Oh, yeah, about the same ballpark because it's all about movement, you know, just like Dead Rising 1.
You still move like you got your pants crapped.
Yeah, basically you feel like you got a fucking cement turd in your pants, yeah. But
all I need is a bathroom so I can save.
Yeah, that was fucking annoying. But it's one of those games where it's definitely a challenge. I mean, I thought I was going to die when I was doing the first boss because I was down to, like, fucking 1 centimeter of health. And I end up taking him out anyways because I just picked up a strategy, which was get him in a corner and beat the crap out of him. Do not let him get up. And that ended up working, even though I didn't have any spirit or anything, so I had to do special moves. But it's definitely worth picking up if you're a big fan of the anime. If you're not, but you like those style of games, take some trade-in. Get rid of some old crap you don't want, or just rent the damn thing.
So how long have you put into it so far?
Her and I put in probably about 3-4 hours, I think.
Not too bad.
We were alternating. I went back through the first chapter after she beat it, or the second chapter, I think, and we only got to, like, chapter 4. So, because it can be a little long, but we were also goofing off a bit.
How's the voice acting in it? Is it pretty spot on to the anime, or is it?
It's good. It's not horrible. I mean, I like it. Of course, I like stuff like that, so it works for me. Of course, the dialogue is a little.
Is that why you're looking for paranoia?
No.
I'm in an anime movie.
Well, no, we were watching animes, and she was making me watch all of Elfin Lied, and I asked her if she had watched. It's only one season. It's only one season, so it's not the big deal. But and I asked her if she's seen Paranoia Agent. She was like, no. So I was like, well, I'm going to make you watch
that's
that.
It's like one of the ones that I can tolerate.
Yeah. Well, she made me do that because I made her watch Monty Python Flying Circus.
There's no making anybody watch that.
I had to make her watch that. So
it's good shit.
She liked Fierce Creatures. She liked Fierce Creatures and A Fish Called Wanda, but she's not a big fan of the TV show for Monty Python.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
The only Monty Python I've ever seen is The Holy Grail, and I don't want to watch
fucking poser anyways
any more of his movies. I don't know, I watched it whenever I was like in school,
yeah, before, so, like, I dropped out.
Before I dropped out and had 3 kids.
Yeah. And I got me a double wide trailer and man.
Hey, at least it's not a single wide.
She's like, moving on up.
I'm a high baller.
Yeah, but you had to suck like 40 dicks for that camera that got stolen, so that really sucks, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's all right.
With her small mouth.
Yeah, with her small mouth. She was wet after midnight. But anyways, it's a cool game if you're really into that type of stuff. And I like old kung fu stuff, like Street Fighter and all that.
Street Fighter's not old kung fu, it's...
How old is that fucking game?
Well, I mean...
This is basically the equivalent of
Street Fighter. Not really as old as I am,
this
so.
Is basically the equivalent... This is
basically
Street
Fighter came out when Andrew was born, didn't it?
This is basically the equivalent of Street Fighter, just taken to
I think I was playing Ninja Turtles
to an RPG
when he was born.
Kind of fucking huh? level. So
I think I was playing Ninja Turtles the arcade,
yeah,
when
I
you were born.
Ninja Turtles, that was the
oh,
shit.
8.
I was roller skating back then.
But, I was getting down on the inlines.
Yeah, but oh, I almost forgot. One cool thing about the way it's set up is that you have this style set of fighting that you get, and they actually make it to where the D-pad acts as switching between styles.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So you can, you know, like, do one style of fighting, then you can switch
it. Like Tiger style.
And you go to, well, no, not it's,
like
it's actually part of
boxing
the
boxing. And
well, there's so many fucking words in that damn anime, I can't remember what the fuck half of them are. But it's part of a certain set of fighting that you are trained in, where you can sit there and pop around and do each one. And so, it kind of makes it a little bit better. 1987, fucking Street Fighter.
Goddamn.
There we go.
Came out before you were born.
Fucking knew it.
Jesus.
So yeah, old style kung fu video game, so... But yeah,
that actually came out when I was like in first grade.
Dude, I was 8 when it came out. So, wow. So that's how fucking old I am. 1979.
1982.
Smashing Pumpkins wrote a song about
87.
Me. So.
88.
But now it's worth picking up, though, I think, if you're a big fan of the series or just if you're into those types of games.
Obviously, you've monologued about it a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
You know what's really interesting is watching you type so well with your right hand only.
Yeah, I know.
What do you do with that left hand?
It's normally in his lap.
Whatever it wants. It has a mind of its own.
It is a stranger.
Like right now, it actually is between my legs. So
that's where it feels most comfortable.
It's nestling the back of my knee. It feels kind of nice.
Anyways.
Yeah. Do you want me to do it to you for a little bit? Okay.
My legs are spread.
No.
Whoa.
Is that story about the kid with Asperger's?
What?
No.
Yeah, that is a story. Yeah,
we're going to
yeah.
get into that later.
I was wondering. Okay. That's
so
a good story.
As far as video games, Trent and Andrew had the most to do, and me and Holly have been working out, so...
I'm not writing the review for that game, though.
Is it working
out? No, yeah, we've been working out.
We've been working out. I am ripped right now.
I got a WoW body. So
you have a fucking Warhammer fact checker body.
So fuck you. But
he doesn't even know what I'm talking about. So.
Not yet.
You will. So yeah, me and her have been playing a lot of Fallout because that game is endless.
Oh my god.
So we're gonna eventually at some point. We had talked about. I actually wanted to do a spoiler cast, but the game is so epic that not all of us has completed it. The only person that's actually completed it has been Trent.
Yes.
I am in hardcore mode, and on the last mission, I keep getting my ass handed to me. So I started a new character.
I told you, just level up a bit, man. I went through that on, like, level 29 and had no fucking problem.
Yeah, but my character was beating the game socially, not with guns.
Through diplomacy.
Diplomacy on hardcore mode works great.
I'm the fucking
Hindi,
and I took the violence road, and you're the one taking fucking diplomacy, and you're half Mexican?
I'm not Mexican.
Or whatever, Spanish, I forgot what it is. Yeah.
I'm half conquistador. I'm half conquistador.
That's violent.
Those aren't conquering people.
Yeah, that's violent. Fucking metal armor head.
Yeah, Spanish Inquisition.
My grandfather runs a tamale restaurant, and he has a pilfum.
Ponce de la douchebag.
No, we're actually, like, bastardized related to Cortez.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous. So anyway,
so you have the curse too? You haven't gotten laid in a couple of years?
Because of Montezuma's revenge.
That has nothing to do with the curse, if you know what I mean. So.
Oh, fuck you. So anyways, how far are you into the game so far?
I guess altogether I think I've played about 7 hours.
7 hours?
Yeah.
You liking it so far?
Oh, yeah. Like, I literally had picked up, like, the very beginning. I only played about 30 minutes to an hour a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And then last night we got home from the bar, and it was just us home, and he was going to
play.
Did you play
up till, like, sunup?
Do what?
Did you play till sunup?
No. We got home. What
we got
time
home
we
at, like, 10.
10 wait, or 11.
How did you do on your Rorschach test at the beginning of the game?
I don't know.
Where he's like, what do you see in this picture? What do you see in this picture?
I always say I'm embarrassed to say.
That's what I said.
So it looks like a vagina.
Well, you're new.
It never looked like anything, or they never had the option.
Well, no, the one said a bearded face, and that one actually looked like a bearded face.
That's exactly what I thought. She said it looks like two people high-fiving. I'm like,
it did.
You're a crazy person. Yeah.
It looked like two people high-fiving.
Crazy.
She's always got a grin on her small face.
Now, your new character is actually dumber than a fucking sack of rocks, isn't it?
My new character does Hulk speak.
So, yeah, he went back. Now, see, they brought back Hulk speak, which is where you're just like, help! Can I? And they're just like, yeah, I need you to go and clear out some shit. And you're like, okay. And, you know, and they actually brought back Holt speak.
And the funny thing is I've been upping my speech skill so that I can do some of the challenges. But it comes across as really chipper, but not so bright. So, like, he has a pretty good answer that's really generic, but works in a really friendly way. So it's been really, really pretty engaging. But, yeah, I lowered his intelligence to a 1. And then I lowered his luck to a 1.
So he's dumber than shit, but he's got a big old cock.
He does.
And he never gets lucky.
He has a jalopy, but that's all he needs.
It's because everybody feels so bad trying to have sex when they're just like, I could go to jail for this.
But no, my new character was really, he's really strong. He's got a really low intelligence. He's really agile. He's really perceptive.
It's like a dating profile.
Like a cat, but fucking can't solve a math problem.
This is like a dating profile. I'm really agile, but I'm dumber than shit. I can carry a lot of things.
So I profiled him. I profiled him off the OU football team. So
nice
passing test with our big.
Are you sure it wasn't off the Red Sox?
Aww.
And the man with the tattoos.
It's the Red Cox.
The Red Cox.
Throbbing Red Cox.
But yeah, so I've been. My character's really dumb. He chucks a lot of spears.
Are you trying to make a statement with
no,
that?
No, actually, I made it. He's a white dude with a mohawk named Grog.
Grog.
But he's. I wanted to try out the throwing mechanics on a lot of stuff, so I picked up spears, combined a bunch, and I have like 60 spears in a bundle for like 3 pounds. But they all do like 40 damage when I throw them because my character's so fucking strong. So. Like, I'm, like nailing legionnaires' heads to walls with my spears.
You can take, like, a bloat fly down with a spear.
It's pretty funny. But, yeah, the slow-mo cinematics for the spear chucking is awesome.
But how are you against the Deathclaw?
I my main character can't hardly take down a Deathclaw because he
Danny can't, Trejo can't take him down.
No, no, my main character isn't his can't talk his way out of fighting a Deathclaw. So
yeah, right. Didn't you base yours off of Danny Trejo?
He did. I was like, I'm going to make him good with guns, but I'm going to make him pretty smart and pretty good at speech. And I mean, like, he has a speech of 90. So, I mean, he's doing really well with that.
Mine's 100.
I don't think Danny Trejo has a speech of 90.
No, he's just kind of, like, grimaces at people and then pulls out a machete. So that's
I originally thought about making him dumb, but I was playing it in a... I started playing with a lot of diplomacy, and so I kept having to raise my speech, and I was like, fuck it, it's just going to go all the way up. So.
I played it with diplomacy for about 37 hours, and I just started killing everybody. Like... Everyone.
I liked opening up all the different character options and a lot of the things I was able to talk people out of. Like, I solved a lot of the quests without ever having to fight anything.
Yeah.
So, like, most of my experience was through role-playing. But on this one, I'm not role-playing. I'm just barraging through shit. Like, he's already better with weapons now than my character is at level 27. He's better at level, like, 8. So, he's fucking insane.
So how many hours have you put in all together?
8 hours in the sub-character, and then 66 on the main character.
Like, 66 legitimate hours.
Yes, and then I beat Fable on top of that.
Yeah.
That's...
I've only went...
You well, literally spent the game... You spent...
Well...
3 days of the week, of last week.
On top of working full-time, and I've gone out 3 or 4 times.
But he's also playing on hardcore mode, which is why it's taking him so much longer.
I know, no, so, I just want to know about that. I don't care how far along he is. Yeah. Literal days of last week are gone.
I mean, I've put about 50.
Well, I was Sean Trent, and he's like, well, I did it, but my character went unconscious. I was like, well, I lose my character if they go unconscious because they die.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm playing on hardcore mode, I'm playing, like, super careful.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you take a stim pack, it doesn't heal you immediately. It just slowly trickles up. So you got to play it like a cover-based shooter. Take that stuff that increases your AP regain.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, VATS mode and kill a guy, hide and eat some food and regain some health. And, like, he's addicted as shit to Kims. Like, because he's always taking Psycho, he's always taking fucking
so
Jet.
So you made a junkie who still can't beat the game. So
he's a junkie, but he could speak very well.
And he's hated by every faction in the Wasteland except for the...
Do you have some crack?
Well, he's kind of like Gandhi because all the... because Gandhi was a crackhead. Gandhi was a crackhead.
Nice.
No, but he's like Gandhi because, like, all the, like, little towns like me. Like, Freeside loves me. Novak loves me. Even the cons love me, but the NCR fucking hates my guts. The Caesar's Legion hates my guts. New Vegas hates my guts.
Yeah,
like, all the major players
like hardcore
hate me. So, like, I'm playing it like it's going to be a chaotic ending when I do it because I didn't side with anybody. I sided with myself.
Yeah.
I didn't even side with Mr. House.
Yeah, I kicked everybody out and I took down Mr. House. So I had a very, very. It's weird because when you beat the game, it gives you this.
You say it's like a 20-minute cinematic or something.
No, it's not 20 minutes. It's about 7, maybe 6 minutes, but. It goes through all the towns that you went to and all the key players that you met, like all your companions actually speak and do a little afterwards monologue talking about what happened to them and their relationship with you and stuff. And then the towns tell you what happened to them because of the things you did. And there's some towns that you're like, oh, I remember that place. I did a lot of good things for you. Then after the Antichrist came and killed us all, you're just like, oh, fuck, you know, I feel so bad. You know, because you end up doing a lot more harm than you meant than good because of things that you did, and it actually rubs it in your fucking face. So
it's funny, like it
no
really
feel good in this game.
Like one of the things something that I'm noticing, just kind of going back to the games that I've been playing, I still haven't written reviews for. I'm sorry, guys, I've been the big hypocrite here, but but no, I've been trying to get really in depth with it because I plan on writing a pretty long review for Fallout. But the big thing I'm noticing, like the difference between this and another RPG, Fable, that I played recently, is Fable is really black and white. There's not a lot of gray area as far as to what can happen. With Fallout, there's so much gray area. Even the good things you do have consequences that can be shit later in the game.
So do you think that Fallout New Vegas delivered on the openness of the game? Where
fucking
Fable, who said they were going to deliver on and failed miserably, do you think that Fallout did a better job?
I feel like Fallout fucking conquered Fable for RPGs this year.
Have you seen that little comic strip that has this kid like playing Fable, and he's just like, oh my god, I have a dragon I can fly, OMG, and then he's like, oh my god, you know, this guy comes up and goes like, you killed my father 20 years ago, and I'm here to avenge his death. He's just like, oh my god, this is so awesome, and then he just does all this stuff. And then the very last panel is him in a bed, and there's a dude next to the bad talking to his mom. So like, well, your son's in a very deep coma that he'll never come out of, because Fable didn't deliver on all the shit it said it was going to, so he's just in there dreaming away about it.
Yeah, because so, yeah, there was no dragon.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fable promised a lot that it didn't deliver on. I'm still up in the air about it. As in, when I started reviewing it originally on the podcast, I had some good things to say about it, and I still do. But I still,
John Cleese.
It left me, yeah, with like John Cleese, but it left me with a lot of mixed feelings, whereas Fallout, I've already started another game, and I'm like thoroughly enjoying it. And my place, the playing through of this game, is already vastly different. I'm already discovered a lot more different things, different weapons,
yeah,
different quest lines, different interactions with characters.
You still need to get that gun I told you about. This machine, it's like the best. It's one of my favorite guns.
You can. That's not a spoiler. Tell me where it's at.
Go to Fort McNamara, and Boyle, I think is her name, will ask you to go and investigate the armory guy.
Oh,
and when you go down there to do that, you can either rat him out for selling guns on the side, or you can side with him and not tell her. Either way, you get the gun from her or from him.
Yeah, I mean, despite... Okay, Fable was more polished on its delivery of the game. I'll give it that. Fallout is not. It's still got a lot of broken things. There's a lot of glitches and things like that. But what it does deliver on is an incredibly engaging story. The combat is still really fun. The storyline is still... It's way quirkier. I mean, there's so many nods to the old games. Like, characters that come up from the old games. Even down to the town, when you go into Westside, there's a... I think it's called, like, McGee's Garage or something like that. That was in Old New Vegas in Fallout 2 in the original fucking game. But it's boarded up. Or Smitty's Garage. It's in Freeside.
Yeah.
And it's boarded up. And that was in the original Fallout, which is set 100 years before this one.
Yeah, plus that they bring up President Tandy.
Yeah, they bring up all these old characters, and they tell you how the Boneyard changed, which was... The Boneyard was... What turned into the Followers of the Apocalypse? No, it turned into NCR.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Followers of the Apocalypse were in the original one as well.
Yeah, and they
make the Followers of the Apocalypse a lot less of a like a bunch of fucking hippies.
Yeah,
like they still are kind of, but they improve your technology with your weapons and everything. It's just they're like Brotherhood of Steel, but they're actually helping the world, where Brotherhood of Steel is really closed-minded and cut off from everybody.
I kind of hate how they pussified and slightly kind of vilified the Brotherhood of Steel in this one, in a way.
They were a last remnant.
Yeah,
they bring up the Enclave in this one, which I won't go into because it's a really cool story.
Yeah.
But they bring back the Enclave for part of the game, too, which I thought was cool...
Enclave were my favorite in Fallout 3, even though they're the bad guys.
You get some pretty kick-ass armor from the Enclave. Mm-hmm. Like, the coolest fucking armor they've ever introduced into Fallout.
Yeah,
it's an actual nod from the... I'll give away a little bit of it. The helmet is the same helmet you see on the cover of the second Fallout game. Fallout 2, it's got that crazy mantis-looking head thing.
Yeah. The one thing that made me know is the Brotherhood of Steel, it's a remnant. It's just basically they're a remnant in Vegas. The Brotherhood of Steel is still strong in other places. They're just cut off from everybody else. And they just kind of... The guy that's in charge, the main one, before if you decide to overthrow him or not...
don't give away too much. It's a spoiler cast.
I know. But they're both total fucking tools, and they make the Brotherhood still completely pussified.
Now, what I thought I just thought would be cool. This happens the same time period as Fallout 3, right?
It happens about 50 years after.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, like, if it could somehow port some of the information that's on your console, like, I blew up fucking the town.
Well, the thing they talk about one of the Megaton.
Megaton.
Yeah.
And like if I just saw like a little poster about some asshole blowing up Megaton,
have you seen this, man?
Well, they don't do that.
That if they ported that like from your other game, I'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah. Well, okay, so like they announced like some of who was playing which character, like Marcus, which was played by Michael Dorn, was actually voiced by Michael Dorn in Fallout 2. And he was an original character from Fallout 2. They had, of course, and he references, like, him traveling with the original Vault Dweller from Fallout 2.
The Chosen One.
And so, like, they reference a lot of that stuff. And so I think it's really interesting how they nod to all that stuff. Even some of the weapons, I think, are from the original Fallout 2.
Now, what I would like to have seen, not for this one, but I mean, Fallout 4 is coming out regardless of whatever. I mean, this game.
I really hope Obsidian makes it, because they just went over the top.
Homage, yeah. But you know, cuz this is not
Fallout Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Tulsa. Yeah.
Yeah. This is not Fallout 4. This is like an in between and Fallout, and for an in between game, it's fucking badass. It's massive, but
I'm nominating it for game of the fucking year.
Yeah, but for
that
Fallout
Red Dead.
For, yeah. Yeah, but for Fallout 4, what I wouldn't mind seeing, and even if I don't care, if I don't want to play the same character, I don't want to play the courier again, but what you were talking about, I was talking to him about, it would be nice if they keep it in the California and Nevada area, if they allow you to port certain information over as to things you did, so that way the ramifications of your actions in the previous game carry over into the new one. You're not the same character, but the things you did have
the consequences on the territory.
Yeah, the territory. Because then it would change everything, because if you let NRC take over, then they'll have... That's right, NCR, if you let them take over, then they have New Vegas. If you let Legion take over, they're the dominant one.
Yeah.
If you did it your own way, who knows what the fuck will happen
in 200 years. Like, I was looking at the original... Before this came out, I was like, you know, the Legion, and I saw them in the little Roman outfits, and I was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going to be kind of retarded, but whatever.
No, it works.
And they are god-awful.
And they are horrible people.
Yeah.
They're incredibly badass.
They have good ideals, but their methods and their philosophy is a little fucked up.
Yeah.
I thought their philosophy was what was right. Their actions are completely wrong. Yeah.
Well, it's like their ideals, but the way they approach them, their philosophy for approaching it, as well as how they do. I mean, they're
like
they're
seeing people crucified
bastards
on telephone poles.
No, and they're still alive. Yeah. They're like, hello.
And yeah, I went up. I started shooting them. I walked up to one, and this guy was like, I started talking to him, and it wouldn't let me talk to the guy. So I just pulled out my gun and blew his head off.
If you have a high enough medicine skill, you can take him down.
Oh, nice.
Well, did you meet the guy in the store? You go up to him, and they're talking about they're talking about the lottery tickets, and he's like, got second, you know, I got second place with the lottery, so they let me live, but they beat my legs until I was crippled.
Yeah. It's like they're wretched fuckers. Yeah, when I first ran across them in that one town where
I killed them all,
pillaged it all, there was about 15 of them. Did you kill them when you were playing as Hulk?
When I played as Grog kicked their ass.
Yeah. But when I played as your nerdy guy,
he's like, well, I'm just going to observe, and then I'm going to take this information back to Mojave Estos.
Yeah, exactly. My first playthrough, I was like, okay. Grenade. And then they kicked my ass. I was like, let's try that again. Grenade. I was like, okay, you know what? Mine.
Well, see, I have a really high explosive skill with Grog.
Mm.
And so what I did, I was like, oh, okay. Pull out the dynamite, toss a couple of those out, and then I started chucking spears and fucking killed them all.
Yeah, I walked in there. I'm like, hey, I like what you guys are doing. And he's like, all right, go tell the outpost that what we've done. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, can I wear one of your cool armors yet, please?
Yeah, I'm wearing the wolf head right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I had the one guy...
He's just bare-chested.
just for
looks
kicks.
Looks like Conan the Barbarian.
Kroll the Conqueror.
I kind of like being a dick in Fallout sometimes, and just for kicks, when I first came across that town, before I got there, is that dude, he came running up around the base, and he's like, I won the lottery, bam, because I thought maybe he had money on him. So I killed him, and I rifle his shit, he's got nothing, so I loaded back before I killed him, and I go walking up to him again, he's like, I won the lottery, and I started talking to him, and then he just fucks off, so I go around into town going like, what the fuck's this lottery?
What's the lottery?
I walk in there, and there's like dead people everywhere, I'm like, oh, that kind of lottery.
Did either of you find the mayor?
The what?
I looked all over for the mayor on both games.
No, I found his hideout place where he stored his.
I called you up asking where the safe is.
I found it afterwards after I talked to you.
Did you read his little pamphlet thing about what had happened?
Yeah,
about
his computer.
The Legion.
Let's not go too much into that right now.
We need to do a spoiler cast already. Like, I want one more week. Let me get one more week of playing.
And Holly, you need to put at least another 7 hours into this.
Oh, I'm going to put a lot.
There's enough death claws around there. I wouldn't be surprised if you find his.
Okay, so speaking of a lot of the enemies that you see from the old game, I'm just going to throw this out there. The giant rad scorpions are so much harder in this game.
God.
Oh, yeah, they're bitches.
Like, you can kill them in the old game with, like a fucking baseball bat. And in this one, you're like, dude, I, like, emptied four clips of my SMG into it, and I just barely killed it.
Dude, I've run away from them now.
Yeah,
this time, it's like, there's not just one. There's like, I ran across this one this place with tents, and there's, like, four of them. Gigantic fucking rad scorpions.
Well, there's a place called Scorpion Gulch that's full of them.
Yeah.
and it's intense.
This was on my way to the prison. There's on the mountaintop. There's all these ghouls in this one area. I went up on the hills and just out of nowhere, fucking scorpion, five of them.
Did you run into the undead NCR troopers?
Yeah.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys see the little outpost outside of the prison? It's spray painted on one of the walls, and I just liked the little bit. It was like, fight apathy or not. Nice. It's just like, I was just like, that's awesome. Just a little spray paint.
So I found some boxing gloves and boxing.
Yeah, tape. I got some golden boxing.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a boxing ring somewhere, because in old New Vegas and from the Fallout 2, there was a boxing ring you could go to.
Yeah,
and win money by boxing. So I've been looking for a boxing ring.
Yeah, I actually found a pair of golden boxing gloves at the casino. That
I
did
too.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to do a spoiler cast on this in another week or so, or sometime.
Maybe they'll have the new patch out by then. So,
sometime very soon, we're going to do a spoiler cast on Fallout New Vegas, because really think everybody should play it. I mean, if you rent it, you're going to rent it for a month, so you just buy it.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Actually, go on Amazon right now, because they're doing the buy two, get one free.
Is it Fallout New Vegas?
Fallout New Vegas is on that list, as well as Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition.
Have you put it in an order yet? Because I might just...
I bought Mass Effect last night, which was not on... Mass Effect 2, the Special Edition, which was not on their list, but I really wanted a copy of it with the service card, so I bought it on there. But it did have... I was originally going to buy Assassin's Creed, because I lost my copy of it, Assassin's Creed 2, and Mass Effect 1, which because I want to get another version. I want the...
Yeah, new Assassin's Creed comes out in a couple weeks, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually comes out this month.
The 13th? The 16th.
Yeah, so next week? No, the week after.
Yeah.
Sweet, I get paid again.
But go on Amazon, and they've got Fallout New Vegas.
This is bankrupting.
As well as, I think they might have the special edition. I know they have the special edition.
Well, you
of
picked
Reach.
It up at, Walmart or something, didn't you?
I went out and, no, I bought it at GameStop. I went and bought the special edition.
Did you
get
any special things with it since you bought it, or was that only pre-release only?
It's probably only pre-release.
Are you talking about the tribal? No. This one didn't come with that. This is just, I just wanted the special edition without those. You had to pre-order to get those.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pre-order, so.
So anyways, we're going to do a spoiler cast on that soon. We don't have a tentative date, so we don't want to box ourselves in, and we hate commitments. So.
Yep.
And we're awful at fulfilling
them.
Yes.
Yep, I've been engaged twice, so I hate commitments.
I've been engaged once. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't made that mistake.
There we go.
With him.
We're not engaged.
So anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We can get some more beer, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tiltcast. We just had ourselves a little beer break there to get some Dos Equis and some Guinness. Sponsor us.
Delicious.
Tasty and dark like coffee. Guinness. What? You thinking about something dark that couldn't fit in your mouth? Anyways. So, Andrew and
yes.
Holly have some news for us.
I do have some news.
Who has more news?
I've got more news, but I can segue.
Okay, so, well, Holly, we'll start with you. You had some news, didn't you?
Yes, I do.
What you got?
Silent Hill is coming out with a second movie. It's going to be called Revelation. It's going to be in 3D. It's still written by the same guy that did the...
3D?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. it's written by the same guy.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, what else do I have written down? Sorry. Roger Avery, who apparently was just released from prison for a fatal car accident, is scripting, but there's no word on the director yet.
Did they say when they expect to have the release?
I didn't see anything about the release.
Probably when it's a cold day in hell.
Probably.
TBA.
same week Halo comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when the movie does come out, it's probably going to bomb.
Just like the first one.
Probably. I don't know. The first one did have that cool part where the person's skin was ripped off.
It had a lot of cool parts that just really raped the story. So
yeah.
It really wasn't that cohesive.
Yeah, well, they totally swapped everything around where the cult was victims more than the aggressors, and Pyramid Head was not working in their favor, but that's not what they wanted. They kind of totally raped it. And Dolly Gillespie was a good guy. Or at least you felt bad for her. Fuck that. But did they? Now, I'd heard constantly that they were talking about going back and fixing those problems with the second movie and actually keeping it more to the actual storyline. Did they say anything about that?
I don't remember reading anything about that. I do know that they're supposedly, like, skipping the second game. Like, they're skipping the idea for the second game.
Well, that's because there's a bunch of dispute as to the timeline of the second game, because a lot of people think it took place in the 70s. Other people say it took place right after the first one.
That's all. That's all that I read on it.
Not really a lot of things to base period off of in that game, though.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder. But if they go to Game 3, which is what they should have done when they first did the movie series, you go into Harry Mason with the girl all grown up, discovering that she was actually the small child that he took away in the first one.
I think that's what this one's going to be based off of.
Good, so they're going to actually base after the good story. Nice.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, you mean it's going to be based off Homecoming?
And then we also have, as of, I think it's November 1st, it may have been November 2nd, DirecTV dropped G4.
Yep.
Yeah. And apparently G4 had a whole, like, apology for it, and they said if you're upset, they actually gave a contact number, and I wrote that down. It's 1-888-9-WE-ARE-G-4, and that's R-A-R-E.
We are G4.
G4.
Nice.
And you can call them and complain, and hopefully they'll try and get G4 back on DirecTV.
Okay, so we'll plug it for, you know, our 500 listeners, and hopefully G4 will plug us for their 1 million listeners.
Yeah. Oh, we have a revolving door of 500, so it's like, yeah, it changes every week. Sometimes it's 500, sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less.
Yeah.
Well, people get offended.
I just pay attention to the unique, the brand new listeners. Yeah. That's the ones I could care less about our return people. No.
Since Trent doesn't care about loyalty, I do, so keep coming back.
I do care about loyalty, but what have they done for me lately?
Yeah, I mean,
they allow us to be out there and listen to us bullshit about video games.
Thank you. I lied just to say that, just to hear you say that. I care about our listeners.
And I know that G4 is great one setup. Of...
So much, I'll even give you Andrew Olson's home phone number. It's 918-231... I forgot the rest. What was it?
So anyways, Holly.
No, I know G4 is one of the, like, is literally the only...
Video game
TV,
channel.
Yeah, video game channel that anyone can watch, whether it be on Dish Network, DirecTV, or
Cablevision, or Cox, whatever.
You've got the great TV shows like Ninja Warrior, you've got Unbeatable Bazooka, and
Show Success.
And,
Cheaters.
Cheaters is a great show. I don't care what anybody says.
It is funny.
I love the first season where you get to see Joey Greco get his ass kicked, you know, and then he gets all buff out of nowhere. It's like, wow.
Out of steroids.
He got scared. you can tell he got scared.
But yeah, I mean, just give them a call and have G4 put back on. And the thing is, like, G4 wasn't asking for anything. They were just asking for the same...
To renew a contract.
The same rights as any other... TV network.
No, the same contract that they had
that
had for 3 years before that.
Does anybody know if they're owned by a larger company? I mean, I'm sure
they are owned by the people who do E! Entertainment.
By the people who bring you E! Entertainment.
Wow, man.
They are underneath E! Entertainment. E! Entertainment is the actual corporation.
Well, and it's funny because G4 really is a unique channel because, I mean, you got, like, X-Play. I mean, I don't really care for some of the personalities all that much.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of interesting stuff on there, and I'll give it to them. You know, I might not enjoy a couple of the personalities, but a couple of them I really do like.
Yeah.
Like Logan Webb.
Oh, hey, yeah.
yeah.
I said Olivia Munn, too.
Elf. Who can't, man? She's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, I know. I have her book.
So, anyways.
I bought her book so I could whack off to the cover.
I do. Whoa. I do whack off.
I could care less about that.
That Wonder Woman thing.
It is. Suck at Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Olivia Munn looks better in your outfit. So, anyways.
Hi. Have you got any more news?
No, that's it.
All right. I've got a couple pieces here. One of our first casts, I said for news that NBA Elite was postponed and they're releasing NBA Jam as a standalone. Well, EA said, fuck this, NBA Elite is completely canceled. I guess it's time for them to find
people. So what, they have like 8 months of production, and they're like, oh, okay, fuck it.
So they took their ball and went home, basically, is what it is. Yeah.
From what I was reading, also EA's numbers aren't looking good at all. Medal of Honor is the only prospering IP address that they have right now.
What about Mass Effect?
It's starting to fizzle out. I mean, it's not as...
Oh, shit, I forgot about it. I'm going to have to nominate that for Game of the Year, too.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, it's all RPGs. But I mean, it's that game's 6 months old, and people are slowly they're not EA's not getting as much business. Their only major title out there right now is Medal of Honor.
Well, that's true. I mean, with a lot of games, I mean, they start to fizzle out unless they're Red Dead, and they just keep selling.
Yeah. or Super Mario World or
FIFA World Soccer.
Oh, well, even with Mass Effect, I mean, with Part 2, I mean, the DLC content, mm-hmm. from what I can tell, has been doing really well.
But it's to sustain EA.
That subsistent piece of shit company. No,
I'm not really hard on EA because they've absorbed some of these smaller companies and produced them to get their games out, mm-hmm. and that's really all they're doing. They're not a game studio per se for the most part. I mean, most of what they're doing anymore is just producing other games and getting their
more
name
of a
out.
Distributor, but it's one of those things where Mass Effect 2, yeah, game of the year, most definitely. It is a fantastic title. And then you have Medal of Honor, which is another heavy hitter.
That's
just
true.
Because it has the name Medal of Honor. Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's a good game or not.
It completely smashed all reviews. And a lot of, like IGN was saying, we misunderstood how big this was going to do.
Yeah.
Like, 2 million in sales in the first week.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I think it outsold Halo, didn't it?
It jumped ahead of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was like Super Mario All-Stars or whatever the fuck it was. Or
which
Mortal
has War. Been on there for... That game came out 10 months ago, and it's still in the top 10.
Which is crazy, and then it was Halo, and then it was Medal of Honor.
That
and
just
Medal
shows
Honor
you how many people
ahead.
Sit around, smoke weed, and play Wii.
Oh, man, Nintendo's cornered the weed smoking market.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. Because it's fun to just cartoons. Wave your arms when you're really high. Go like, dude, I'm playing golf.
I actually saw this commercial. I don't know if you guys have seen anybody else has seen this advertisement. It starts off, and it's like, rated M for mature. And then it opens up, and I'm like, oh, it's Call of Duty. And I'm like, man, they've been showing a lot... Like, a lot of plugs for Jeep, because, like, a Jeep will roll up, and you see its little fucking emblem on the front. And I'm like, man, there's a lot of plugs. Well, that's because Jeep is releasing a Call of Duty Edition car.
You know,
that's for hardcore Jesus. Gamers right
you
there.
You know, no, here's something that I think is really important. With the outlawing and censorship of gaming, it being targeted towards kids... This really shows that there are a lot of fucking adults that play games.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, it's just amazing that, I mean, there's like Oklahoma Edition, Ford, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
now they have game editions.
That just goes to show how well the gaming market is doing and how much it's actually targeting adults. And I think that's an important point to make.
I want a Mass Effect endorsed Mako. I'm just putting that out there right now.
Because, what is he going to drive like shit and then jump?
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to do the zero-G jumps off the sides of buildings.
Speaking of openings and like games and how much they're pulling in for the actual release of Call of Duty Black Ops.
Well, you're
Ops.
Talking about 2 million units of a $60 item.
I know.
This isn't a movie ticket at $8 a pop. It's $60 fucking dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more people
sometimes even more than that if it's special edition.
Yeah.
So.
Or $60 million. $60 a pop for 2 million units.
$60 to $100.
Yeah, it's ridiculous amount. And but like,
well, I mean, you think about like you go to the lines for like for release day games for a lot of the big events like like Fallout or like when I went to the Halo event, man, it was fucking packed. We're talking about one store out of probably 100 in this area.
But like, and speaking of that, on the release, the actual release in California for. Activision at their studio they're having Metallica play for their opening night.
Jesus Christ.
like literally that's how big it is.
Yeah, and that probably cost him like $3 million to hire him.
Easy.
Yeah.
And
easy.
They probably and Metallica probably didn't even let them use any of their music in the game.
They're like our music's not licensed for the game.
It's like Lars like, I don't want that music in the game. So
damn,
people will rip the CD and pull them songs out. I don't want that to happen. I want them to buy it. So, so Metallica doesn't make enough money.
Okay, and by next news story, you're harping on the censorship thing. That mm-hmm. is, as of yesterday, November the 2nd, it actually is in the Supreme Court now. So now the ball is up in the air, and it is being debated
on. Oh, okay, so
on.
We plugged that website again. Does anybody remember that?
VGVN.com.
Yeah, everybody really that's an adult that can vote needs to go there.
And they have some cool things that they're doing. Like it's one of the major pushers is a guy named Senator Yu
or
something.
Don't call them pushers. That just sounds bad.
They're a fucking politician, man.
He's a pusher of fucking...
There's a fine line between pushers and politicians.
But, like they had a campaign where people were...
Hey, man, you want to buy some bills?
Mailing, yeah. Were mailing in their old controllers that say, I believe in the First Amendment.
And that's a waste of a good controller.
No, no, like, yeah. Older controllers. Like, you saw something like
you can
Atari.
You can make wall like, art out of
somebody,
those.
Somebody had an Atari controller, and they had a flag on it, and it said, I believe in the First Amendment. And, like, I guess that campaign worked a lot.
What state was that?
California.
Okay, cool.
So, but people from... all over the United States were sending it in.
So Schwarzenegger finally made his match. It was a whole bunch. It was 10 million couch potatoes.
Yeah, dude. it's kind of... And
we did not believe in working out.
So
work out our
phones. I do my Pilates on Warcraft. So,
so from what I saw, from what I read about the actual hearing, most of the justices are just like, no, this is bullshit. This is impeding the First Amendment. Yeah, there's still a couple of the judges that are... Well, it's so violent and stuff, but I mean, it's just started, and they're not supposed to have a verdict till June. That's when they're supposed to be an actual.
So let's put out some of the more hardcore games.
I know. We need to hurry up.
Just in case.
Come on, Splatterhouse.
Yeah.
Make sure you release.
And glitch free.
So, like, I mean, that's something to be behind, because if that actually passes, will pass state to state easily.
I mean, imagine Fallout without, you know...
Imagine Fallout with Mario characters.
I know. Imagine Fallout without fuck being involved in every conversation. That would just
suck.
Well,
see, what I see happening is, because from what I've read, this is, if somebody wants to correct me on this, it's basically meaning if a parent can't even buy a minor a mature-rated game.
Yeah.
That's what the gist is. Now, what is going to start happening is these game companies are either going to make just kid titles or just adult titles.
Well, no, what's even worse though is go to the consoles. You're going to start having possibility of VGA consoles. That
oh, yeah, that'll,
if you have
that'll
a
lock
if you
them.
If you have a child account
well, you know
on
what
a
happens
console,
with that?
It's not going to play any mature game.
Well, yeah. No, no, wait. Go back on that. With Xbox, you can actually set it up with your
you
profiles.
Can, yeah, you can set up kid profiles and that I actually think, won't. You know,
yeah, and I yeah. think that's fine. I'm
let
for
the
that.
Parents be in charge of their
yeah.
own
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
But you know what? This really opens it up to just like back in the 30s, and they bootlegged and they had gangsters and things like that. And we got our booze anyway. We're just going to fucking mod our Xboxes. And we'll say, fuck Xbox Live. We're going to do this on our own. We're going to get our own fucking games.
Yeah.
We'll order them from fucking Japan.
I just yeah. don't understand.
But now, rather than being kicked off Xbox if you get caught, you get fucking fined by the government
yeah.
as well.
It's like it's a wicked fine if a company like Best Buy sells it to a minor. I want to say it's either $1,000 or $10,000 yeah. fine.
But of course, this V-chipping thing, that's an extreme notion of where it could go. I mean,
well,
there's
they
no V-chip
TVs.
I know, but there's no guarantee it's going to go that far. But it's one of those things where they're just going to probably start cracking down heavy on censorship in video games, which sucks because...
Remember they cracked down on that on music a few years back, and
yeah.
it just kind of went away.
Tipper yeah. Gore.
Yeah, Tipper Gore. But
couldn't buy a Slayer CD, so I had to steal it.
Yeah. See what happens? Censorship breeds fucking, you know, theft.
It breeds yeah. theft.
And what happens is, you know who's actually going to hurt from this is the actual production companies that are making these games.
Yeah.
They're the only ones who are going to be hurting from this.
Yeah. But the thing
the
is...
The next thing they're going to do is censor the internet, and they'll censor us, and we'll just be like, fuck you.
Yeah, just big giant bars.
We'll just erase our extreme. Names, we'll go by pseudonyms, we'll have that crazy voice
and
when we talk.
And we'll do it all on ham radio.
Well, it's going to turn into like Fahrenheit 451, where it's just, you know, everything's fucking banned. Reading is banned. Fucking video games are banned.
I mean,
fucking music is banned.
Every media.
Oh, no, Fahrenheit 451 was before that.
Every media
yeah.
has gone through this. Comic books, movies, music. Yeah. I mean, it is our time to go through this.
Well, I think TVGP was talking about this, and we harped on it a little bit. Didn't Mr. fucking Marvel...
It's Stan Lee.
Stan Lee yeah. is actually picking up
yep.
on this.
Yeah.
Stan Lee, and there's... I can't remember. There's a bunch of celebrities that are standing up
Well, and
this.
It's because it's the censorship. It's not necessarily that they're just for video games. It's just another issue of free speech being attacked. And we're one of the few countries that has this big deal with free speech.
And we brag about it.
And we yeah. brag about it. I want to keep it, you know?
But also with the celebrities, though, I mean, a lot of them... nowadays, like, back when PlayStation 1 was around, we had Bruce Willis... getting into, I think it was called Apocalypse was the name of the game that he put out where he voice acted and stuff. And that was like a first for basically, you know, getting a big major motion picture star to be in a video game. And now it's actually like fucking Martin Sheen was in fucking Mass Effect 2 as the elusive man. You know, there was actually a lot of big name actors.
It kind of looked like him, too.
Yeah, it looked just like him. And the voice is fucking undeniable.
Liam Neeson
in Fallout 3, as well as Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah.
You know, and we're getting these big name, huge actors, John Cleese and stuff. And what's going to happen is if they start doing the censorship crap, the video game companies are going to start hurting, which means they're not going to be able to hire any of these actors to do any of the voices, and it's going to basically just eat away at their chance to port over into this new stream where people who are just diehard fans of that, like Kevin Spacey puts out a fucking game, they're like, oh my god, they go out and fucking buy it. You know, they're not going to have that anymore. They're not going to have that appeal that certain big name actors that you might really enjoy their presence vocally and acting wise in a video game, and they're not going to pick it up. You know?
So we need to get out there and make sure this doesn't pass. Yeah.
And also, it's like one of the things that I love about Fallout series and crap like that is that the realism to it. When you're playing it, the conversations have foul language in it, and it's not...
Well, it's funny that we're considered an explicit cast, but, yeah. I mean, I work in a place where, you know, there's a lot of normal people that work there, and a lot of these people use this language on a daily basis when they're not dealing with...
Customers,
you know, when they're not dealing with customers. And it's really just the language that we all use in everyday life, but we have to censor it.
Not everybody, but most people.
A lot of people, yeah. A lot of people say fuck. I mean, it's not like we're...
Fudge is still out there somewhere.
I know. Packing.
Yeah, packing.
What is it? Peanuts in the front, Hershey's
in the
back?
Peanuts in the front, Hershey's in the back. But no, but if they take out that... I mean, and I'm not saying it's not gratuitous. Like, some games are really just fucking throwing fuck in every sentence. Like... Grand Theft Auto, not to bash on anything, but they throw fuck and shit.
It's just a popular title.
It's a popular title.
But, okay, going to Fallout. Fallout 1 was one of the first games to have fucking a lot.
Yes. Yes. It was a very gratuitous use of the word. Nowadays, it's a bit more refined. The conversations you have call for it at times. They actually fit into it, and it makes it more. Like when you're dealing with the fucking Omertas. You know, in the casinos, and so they're trying to... They're mobsters. They're fucking gangsters. They throw out fuck,
I just like hearing Wayne Newton say fuck.
Yeah, it's funny as hell, dude. It's funny as hell.
Wayne Newton's in that game.
Yeah, Wayne Newton's in that fucking... He's playing Mr. fucking New Vegas. But no, it's just... It's going to lose that appeal of realism that I'm actually having this real conversation, and the way I go about it's going to change the way they react. I would hate to see somebody who I piss off react like Marky Mark in The Happening, where he just says, gosh darn it. That would really piss me off.
Cheese and crackers.
She's like cheese and crackers.
In a post-apocalyptic setting, no one is going to care.
Yeah, the grammar book's gone.
No,
the grammar book's gone.
No one cares. Yeah. You're killing giant scorpions that are trying to kill you.
Everybody's saying fuck.
I mean, everything.
And the Germans are all saying Unheimlich.
One thing that's
weird,
surprising about the Legion is they crucify people. If this passes, I can almost guarantee there will be no crucifying of people.
Yes.
And that's just, it's not like, hey,
you can choose to crucify people, too.
Really?
But, you can crucify a certain person.
That's something for me to look forward to. But,
I did it.
I tried to help them and set them free, you sadistic fuck.
But, like you will see this. I mean, they put that in the game not as, hey, check out this cool thing. We've crucified people. We're pushing the limit. No, they did that as a plot device to go, man, the Legion's fucked up in what they do.
Yeah.
So I would see a lot of people being handcuffed because of this. Like, not being able to actually use your own creative abilities.
Well, if I think of, like, Visceral Games with Dead Space and fucking... Dead Space is pretty gory.
Yeah.
Even Dante's Inferno with
Dante's
the babies.
Dante's Inferno with the babies, the blades.
Yeah. They already
did
caught flack for that a little bit.
Did you watch the commentary?
Yeah, the guy was talking about how he was receiving hate mail. Yeah.
No, not the thing where they had the special where they had the kid, the little baby that they had all the little animatronic suit on.
No, I didn't see that one.
The green room shit on?
No, I didn't see.
So, like, all the actual movements of the kids were based off a real child.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And people would be like, "That's just perverse."
They showed they would show a frame of the kid moving, and they'd show a frame of the crazy demon baby moving.
Yeah.
It was like frame for frame.
Video games.
He's so cute. He's moving around. They show the demon child.
You're like,
"Oh my god!"
Kill the demon child. The other kid's pretty cute.
That's what's funny is if you ask somebody like H.R. Giger to paint a picture of a demon baby with blades coming out, and he says that's an unbaptized baby. It's art. You have it in a video game where you're slaying it. People say that's offensive. You know, it's
a
fine line.
You build a fucking mountain of shit, and then you sell it for $1 million.
Yeah.
And you can pass that off, but I can't. Yeah. I can't kill somebody in a video game.
I can't kill Cleopatra with tongues come out of her nipples. No, yeah, it's just one of those things where there's a fine line between that art and offensive. And the thing is, all art is offensive. I can show an apple and say and give it a very sexual title, and somebody will be offended.
It doesn't have
to
be sexual. It's just the Ethiopians get pissed off that you're not hungry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. I can actually take a picture of a pea and call this Ethiopian stampede, and just, yeah, people will get offended by it, but other people will be like, I want that on my wall, you know.
So yeah, there's always that. Now moving into a happier topic.
This was happy.
I'm very passionate about this, and
yeah,
I think everybody here,
I love
is,
tribulation, but
and
yeah,
everybody so. Listening needs to be extremely passionate about this, because I mean it will disappear if nobody does anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't want to sound like Glenn Beck or anything, but you know.
I know. Fuck, fear the progressives.
Fuck trees.
Come on, America.
It's like fuck the trees, save our video games. That's basically it.
So okay.
Video
so,
games don't use paper.
Stop watching Whale Wars and go out and do something real. Save video games.
So I forgot. I didn't get the guy's name down, but there is not even a rumor. He said it is in development, a new Battlefield game, not Battlefield 3. Something else.
Are you talking about Battlefield,
the
Army
game,
or Star Wars?
The old school game that was like huge and epic in scope when you did the multiplayer battles?
Like Battlefield 1942 kind of thing.
Never mind.
Yeah. There was a place here in town that I used to play at.
Cyberzone?
No, before that.
Game Lair?
It was over...
I knew all of them.
It was off 61st and Garnett. Or
Mingo. Game Lair.
Is that Game Lair?
Yes. Yeah. Or
like six or 7 years ago?
Yeah, over by the 6th, 7th grade center.
Yeah,
and there's a Taco Bell. I used to go in there all the time.
And all the windows blacked out.
Yep.
Yeah. You had energy drinks, and you could play till like 4 a.m.
It was like an opium den.
They had consoles in there, and they had all these like badass Alienware computers.
Oh God, that was such.
It was like $3 an hour or something.
Yeah.
Casey.
Yeah, and I used to go up there all the time.
I used to go up there after work when I used to work at AOL. And I'd go up there after work, and all my buddies would come up there with me, and we'd fucking like.
I'd leave junior high to go.
Oh, okay.
It's like, fuck math. I don't need that.
I'm like, let's play Serious Sam.
I'm going to shoot some dinosaurs.
Where it's like every other night we do this, and the other nights we go to the bar, so.
Yeah, so he was out of high school.
I was a little out of high school at that point.
I wish they'd bring some more of those back, because that was a blast.
Oh, I miss arcades.
It was just a giant LAN party without having to do all the logistics of getting people's computers there and stuff.
Yeah, and we used to have another one just up the street from here over by the barcode.
That was Cyberzone.
Yeah, that was Cyberzone.
Yeah, that place died too, didn't it?
Yep.
But it was around for quite a while I can't remember how long it was there, but it was there for quite a while.
Isn't there a bar around town that was doing like an Xbox night?
That was the Backyard Bar. IDP Smidged on Xbox. She's a model chick who works at Backyard Bar as a bartender, I think. And she was doing an Xbox competitive every week.
Competition?
Where you just come out and you play games, and they were doing like Left 4 Dead and Halo and stuff like that. And I don't know if she's still doing it.
We gotta find one and throw down.
Yeah, I told her that she did Left 4 Dead.
We have a kegger here.
We have to get everybody's TVs.
So yeah, that's some cool.
Our router can handle it.
Yes, our router is fucking fast as shit.
Yes,
dude. I don't know. New Battlefield. That's not Battlefield 3. Another one coming out. I'm pretty stoked about.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested.
Oh, here's one of my nostalgia games, because I was younger. You guys were probably near 40 by the time this game came out.
Oh fuck yeah, man!
They are remaking You Don't Know Jack.
Oh God!
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I
that was the shit. Ah, fuck you guys! I'm excited about it.
I bet you are.
Okay, and then this is my favorite piece of news. This is my favorite piece of news. Okay, for anybody who watched BlizzCon, they had a giant panel. This kid,
you'll like this.
This 17-year-old kid stands up and asks a question, and basically schools all of the panel on information in the World of Warcraft lore.
Yeah, because there's a continuity error that he discovered.
And he was just like, what happened to Foulhammer, I think was the guy's, Wildhammer. And he's like, what happened to him? And he's like, they're like, oh, I thought he died. And he's like, nope, and blah, 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 he was still alive. And so they're like, oh, damn. Yeah. So they actually went back into the game, into Cataclysms. They put that character back... put him back in, and they are adding this kid in the red shirt The kid's actually wearing a red shirt.
He's like a dwarf.
Yeah, he's a dwarf, yeah. And it says, like, Wild Hammer's fact checker.
Yeah, Wild Hammer's fact checker.
Nice!
And he's a little NPC. And the cool thing is that kid actually has Asperger's syndrome.
What? I don't...
Yeah, it's he has a lot hard time talking and stuff. And so when he was actually talking to the panel, he has a very, you know, very robotic, you know, very... It has a vocal disorder, which...
Well, no, it's more than a vocal disorder. I know, it's somebody that pays attention to detail with certain things.
Yeah.
It's into kind of like OCD, kind of in their...
It could be something like that. They also don't pick up on things you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Have you seen the video, Justin?
No, I'll watch the video later. Yeah. But anyways, long story short, they're really a detail focus.
Yeah.
To the point of
knowing like the nuts and bolts in a car door.
But yeah. This kid had Asperger's syndrome.
So that's why he was able to pick this out, because they are hyper focused.
Yeah, and he looks like your typical Warcraft, what you would expect. He is husky. He's a husky kid, red hair. You know, big cheeks and all that. And he's what you expect, and he's got Asperger's. And I read the article on Yahoo News, and all these people were just on the comments, like, trashing on this kid.
Why trash on him?
It even says in the fucking article he has Asperger's, and all these fucking dipshits were just like, dork! Nerd! Fucking idiot! Whatever. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Now he's in a game.
Yeah,
game.
Somebody pointed that out.
17 million
Somebody pointed
people
that
now
out
and
said, like, dude, this kid's out there doing something, and now he's in a video game. Half of us wish we were in a fucking video game. This guy's like, I never wished I was in a video game. You know, I'm just like, what the fuck? Dude, the kid's got a disorder. He has the balls to stand up and school Blizzard's team
in front
on
of
the
like,
story
in
they
front of
wrote
like 7,000 people,
yeah, and not only school them on it, but fucking succeed hardcore.
And that's crazy, you know? Because if he has Asperger's, he probably has some social anxiety. So
exactly, yeah. No, he was really nervous in the video. You can tell, and it was kicking in the vocal part of the Asperger's, and it was real obvious. But he got up and he schooled the shit. I was like, fucking right on.
Dude, got some
was,
fucking
it,
balls.
It, yeah,
it was, handed up to the red shirt.
Yeah. You know, guy. His heart had to be pumping. So all fucking props to
him.
Yeah.
That's you can look on YouTube and look up the red shirt guy.
Yeah. And Warcraft,
yeah. Yeah, and I mean, any of the stupid little shit saying anything bad about him, you know, try and stand up.
Yeah.
To those type of people in front of that many people.
Yeah.
It's like, see if you have the balls to do that.
Yeah, it's like we joke around a lot, we make fun of stuff, but the truth is we're all a bunch of softies.
No, I mean, we all have a heart. I mean,
yeah,
to a point we're a little bit of a shock jock group here, but not to the point of making fun of people where it would count.
Yeah. No shit, yeah.
Yeah,
we got a band together.
Yeah, I don't go.
We're a band of brothers with one sister.
I don't.
Consoles and PCs must come together.
I don't go to like incestual rape meetings and say get over it. You know, I don't say that. But,
oh my God. You know,
but it has crossed my mind. But I will not do that. I don't sit in there and make up stories about how my uncle touched me just so I can listen to everybody else's really hot, horny stories about their family.
You are
so
awful.
I am awful, but I have
been
a heart.
He's been reading Choke lately.
He licked the nicotine
off her back to get a high.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of Curb Your Enthusiasm when he has to go to the incestual rape meeting with his ex-girlfriend, and he just makes up the story about his uncle.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty insane.
That was a great episode.
So that's about all on news. You guys got any news?
No, I don't really have any news. I've been playing Fallout and Fable. I've put like four days between the two games.
Yeah.
Did you know there was a terror attack? Just so you know.
Really?
Yeah. Like it happened in Greece, and they found some bombs.
Oh no, American soil. Never mind.
No, I haven't listened to news.
They had some bombs on their way to Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh, we like Chicago.
That's like 12 hours away. So never mind. No, I'm just kidding. No, I love Chicago. So. Thank God.
You didn't even know. You're like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Every day is a terror attack.
So we had a bunch of news, like, and that was actually the important part. Brought to you by the Tiltcast.
Yep.
Bombs headed to Chicago.
That could be the name of this one.
14 people, they're like, nuh-uh. they're pulling up Yahoo right now.
We should name this one Bombs Headed to Chicago. Bombs Over Chicago.
Bombs Over Chicago.
Bombs Over Dresden. Just call it Bombs Over Chicago. Bombs Over Dresden, good band if you ever want to check it out. So.
Bombs Over Baghdad.
Bombs Over Baghdad. I mean, I was asking John a year ago when I was saying, hey, we should change the name of the band. What should we change it to? And he was like Roadside... What was it? Roadside Car Bomb or something like that? And I was just like, are you fucking dumb? I was like, I'm not changing the band name to like Roadside Car Bomb or something like that.
And it's starring a guy that's from India.
fuck you. But I was just like, starring, you know, lead singers. The lead singer is based out of one of them Dune Coon countries. Blah blah blah. I don't even look Middle Eastern. Number one.
What?
So.
I don't.
You don't look American.
I know.
You don't look American. You don't look like you're from Oklahoma.
So I have more of the German part of me with the complexion and everything than the dark.
The complexion. You want a little bit of Irish in your ass?
No, I am hairy like a German, and I enjoy it.
I so that's news.
I got massive chest hair. That's it's half of what the Hoff has, but I'm half the Hoff. But it's really awesome.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
It's my chest looks like a roadmap of manliness. Just to say, I have a happy trail that comes down to a widow's peak. If that makes any sense. Oh, comedy! Let's go comedy.
Yeah, comedy. So
that was
comedy.
A good segue with the widow's peak. So.
All right, so didn't get a lot of people sending in for this one. The last one was name your favorite video game protagonist. So John will probably send something in 2 weeks. Cypher. So be waiting for that. We've got
and to give another plug at the carouselpodcast.com.
Did anybody say the right Pong paddle this time?
I wish. Yeah. That'll probably be the winner. I'm calling it right now
because I just do both of them.
Yeah. So
and nobody ever won.
Cody M, he sends in probably every week. He sends us in something. He said Solid Snake.
Good. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, good.
AutoCAD, as opposed to Flaccid Snake
or whatever.
AutoCAD.
Yeah.
We got Tyler B sent in Chris Redfield, and then he sent in another one saying, "I take that back, Duke Nukem."
Nice. Yeah, there's like Duke Nukem Fever kicking in.
And Vince said SpongeBob SquarePants.
And no.
He does have video games.
He does have video games, but I'm going with Duke Nukem, the manly man.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I don't know. I'd go with Solid Snake.
I'd go with Chris Redfield.
I say we actually supersede all those and say The Tick.
He had his own video game, but he was more of a character.
Oh, come on. How about Toe Jam and Earl?
Ooh.
What about Earthworm Jim?
Earthworm Jim.
All great.
Awesome. How about the worms on the left side of the screen?
And worms?
And worms are okay. How about this? How about the blue worms, you know, or the green ones? Dude, my first time ever playing Part 2, I whipped your ass so hard. I was like, I don't know how to play.
I killed myself.
It's like, I don't know how to play. What's this? Nuclear bomb. I was like, oh, shit. I'm sorry.
And then I'm like, trying to jump up a ledge and fall off.
You kept fucking falling off.
Oh, man. How many people can you do on Worms Online?
Oh, I think you need four, yeah. Four little
islands.
Oh. Should we do a gauntlet of worms sometime?
Man, yeah. Sometime, man. We need to do a gauntlet of worms.
Let's aim that for Christmas so I can get some cash together.
So you can afford 400 points?
I can afford 400 points right now. I will give you a fiber. I can afford 400 points right now. I just really don't want to pay.
Sweetie,
for
I will give
chance.
You a fiber.
I don't want to buy I don't want to buy fucking worms. I can afford it. I just don't want to buy it right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Enough. What's going to happen? I'm probably going to buy it at like 3 o'clock in the morning tonight. That's like, probably what's going to happen. Because
you should buy Minecraft.
You planted the inception inside of my head. Dun, dun. Have you seen that dubbed over version?
Yeah.
I just love. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's just like a dun 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 dun. I fucking love that.
So next week for our Claptrap Comedy Corner,
we need to find another name for that.
It just rolls too well.
Out of your mouth.
You couldn't say it. You couldn't even say it the first week.
It's like rubber baby buggy bumpers. I can't say that.
I think you just did.
Congrats.
Barely.
Congrats.
It's like Holly W.
Like Guatemala.
Just rolls
so,
off the
so what you're going to do is send this in to tiltcast at rocketmail.com. This week's is your favorite old school game.
Pre-millennium.
Yeah, so that for all of you newbies, that's before 2000.
Are we doing arcade, or are we going to do console?
I think we ought to
well?
Do arcade.
I think we should
stick I think
with
arcades
arcade.
Are more iconic.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think everybody can pick a favorite arcade.
Yeah.
Go, Justin.
Time Crisis.
Oh.
Did you go to Bell's and play that all the time?
No, I actually went to the Tilt.
The Tilt, play it. Yeah, I remember Tilt. That was a great arcade.
And then Funhouse also had it.
Yep.
I just liked the whole... It was one
I
of
think,
the first...
I think Funhouse got it when Tilt renovated and got rid of a bunch of their games. I think they bought it from them.
Yeah, I think they bought it from Jill. But it was the first cover-based shooter.
Yeah. And the pedal.
Yeah, the pedal. You click the pedal, come out and shoot. Click
and the gun actually shot back. It's like,
I know. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So that's got to be one of my favorites. I have to pick a second one, but you're going to come around to me. So
okay.
So
Trent.
I'll go my first one that you can come back around. My first one's Rampage.
Excellent.
That game was great. Rampage.
Did you play it on PlayStation as well?
Yes, I did. I wish they would actually do a remake of Rampage and just go balls out and
just make it a downloadable
game. Do cameos. Have have Godzilla and Mechagodzilla and King Kong. But hell, bring out Cloverfield. I don't give a shit.
The main ones was the Stay Puft
Marshmallow Man.
Bring out the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Bring out any 50-foot iconic. The 50-foot tall woman.
Well, they had the Wolfman. They had the
Wolfman. They had Godzilla and King Kong, and that was
pretty well. It was Lizzie the Lizard. I remember that.
Yeah, but they just need to finally break down and buy the rights to some of these people, like Godzilla, Mechagodzilla.
Honey, I blew up the kid.
Have a giant 50-foot baby. bring out Mothra. Oh, I mean, a Godzilla game would be so badass if they do it. You know,
good. They have done Godzilla.
No. I mean, bring out a new one now. Yeah.
All right, Holly?
I don't know. I'd say Pac-Man.
Okay. Classic.
Yeah.
And it's still loved today. And actually, they're releasing a new Pac-Man soon.
Yes, they are.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
The anniversary, what?
Anniversary edition. It's supposed to have, like, a co-op.
Yeah.
So that way, it's twice the annoying wonka, wonka, wonka. Yeah, it's co-op, so it's wonka,
it's
wonka,
actually
wonka,
a
wonka,
fairly hard game. I've never been able to beat Pac-Man.
Yeah. I love Pac-Man.
I'm just being honest.
So. Got it on my phone.
So mine, I've got two. Number one would have to be Alien vs. Predator. The old school one on it was a side-scrolling beat 'em up.
Yeah.
Such a good game. And then number two, I have wasted so many quarters going to the Funhouse. You said Funhouse, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this game.
Is it Ninja Turtles?
No. You remember the Spawn game?
Yes.
Actually, that was pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
That was such a sick game.
That was back when beat-em-ups were big.
Yeah, one of the only arcade games I ever actually beat, there was two. There was Spawn, and then there was Ninja Turtles. Both of those I beat the fuck out of.
Love Ninja
I beat
Turtles.
All the Street Fighters on arcade.
Yeah. Well,
except
yeah,
for the
two.
Recent ones they've come out with.
Well, at the club I used to Extinction, when I used to DJ down there, we actually had Street Fighter 2 arcade.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we had
when I get bored of you monologuing, I go over there and get drunk and play the arcade.
I was DJing, so. But yeah, go over there and fucking play some Street Fighter. The cops would come in there.
Yeah, and play Street Fighter.
And play on duty. They come in and play Street Fighter, and they just wouldn't fuck with us, you know, because we allowed bring your own bag at the club, and so they'd be like, oh, we don't give a shit. Just make sure underage kids don't drink. You got any quarters?
Okay, then I got to throw another one. The Simpson beat 'em up game.
I remember
fair
that.
Enough, that was actually pretty fun.
That was actually pretty fun, yeah.
They need to put a lot of these games on, like, Xbox Arcade.
Well, then that brings me to my next point. Fucking Final Fight.
Oh,
Final Fight! Ooh, Virtual Fighter.
Virtual Fighter.
That was I love playing the Drunken Master guy.
Man, I'm gonna keep coming up with them. Those are my two.
There was that one motorcycle game one that was I forgot what it was called. I can't remember.
Road Rash or
No. This wasn't another game
that needs to be.
It wasn't a real world motorcycle. You actually got on this thing and you drive through tunnels and hit pads. And stuff, and you could go up the side of walls and crap. It's all tubular tunnels and stuff, and you would have weapons and crap, and you just hit pads and stuff to get boost jumps. I can't remember what the fucking name it was.
We gotta get a couple of arcades up in here.
Oh, no shit. Well, my second choice I was going to go into, if I could find it, I will buy it, probably, because I'm sure I can get it for about $600-$700, and that is Time Traveler, which was...
Stereo. You're actually just showing me that.
Yeah, it was a stereographic game, so it was a hologram, 3D, live action, and it was actually made by the guy who did Dragon's Lair. And it was part of the Japan Sega division put this game out, and it was just all live action. You played this time-traveling cowboy who would go through time portals, and you pop up, and you would have these scenarios where you have... You just travel through, like, 50,000 BC, 1784, 2550.
So
you
get to 2010 and we've got flying cars?
You get to 2012 and shoot John Cusack, so that's what you do. But anyways, it has some just really awesome, cool times. You just show up, and it was all basically, you come walking out of the time portal, and somebody would jump out and take a shot, so you have to shoot them. If it was back in 50,000 BC, the caveman would try and hit you, and you could do different things like duck, jump to the side, and it was all shot with live action, so your actions would go with what you're talented to do.
Do you remember that game that was like Caveman Olympics?
I remember, Conker's Bad Fur Day had the caveman stuff.
Was a caveman game, and it was on NES, and you had like these different Olympics. Like instead of the javelin throw, it was like you threw your woman. spun around and like threw her.
Was that for NES or Nintendo 64?
No, it was on NES.
Okay, never mind. I don't remember.
If I was going to throw another one out there, the one that I wasted the most
Revolution.
That was after my time.
Nice,
but no, Bad Dudes. I played a lot of Bad Dudes at the skating rink.
Metal Slugs.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at Metal Slugs.
I threw probably hundreds of dollars away on Mortal Kombat.
One and two. As a small child, I had a $5 allowance that I could spend at the arcade.
As a small wee little lad.
And I wasted all my quarters on Bad Dudes.
I spent enough money
that.
To buy a small island.
I probably got about $250 in quarters playing over probably about 2 or 3 years.
Do not want to see how much money I spent on arcade. When I die and they show me that book where I can ask it all the different questions.
Well, I remember when it used to be a quarter and now it's like $3.
Yeah.
And you have like, and then you die and you're like, I gotta spend another $3?
But no, the worst part is those fucking stacker games with the LED lights. You gotta stack up and you can win prizes like the PSP or video games and stuff. And those are like $5 for 3 turns six or seven turns for $10. And I see people, like, they have one at Promenade Mall, has a PlayStation Portable in there. I see people just fucking feeding money, I think, hitting the stacker. I'm just like, God, man. Some of those games are just fucking expensive. Like, you can get
finals. So, when I lived in Colorado Springs when I was a kid, we had something called Manitou Springs. It was just north and east of us. And they had a penny arcade, and it was like an entire city block of nothing but arcades, and you put pennies in, like literally pennies in most of them. And on top of that, they had the quarter arcades, but nothing in there was like more than a quarter. I'm sure that's changed now.
Yeah.
But it was incredible, like going there at like 13 years old. My mom's like, just dropped me off for an afternoon. It's like, you know, don't do drugs. Play video games.
Remember the old messages? That was like, don't do drugs.
Yeah. I remember that. Like, Bad Dudes had that. Fucking Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles had it. You got like Donatello going like, whoa, dude, don't do drugs. You're just like, you look high as shit. It's like, I've read Eastman.
No concept as a kid what drugs were. Like, you know, I was like, don't drink. And, you know,
like high C.
Don't smoke acid.
It's funny because, like, it's funny because, you know, as an educated kid who if you're a kid that reads comics, reads original comics, and watches original animes and crap, and then you see the American ones and you play the arcade games and stuff, so you have, like, Dragon Ball Z saying, like, you know, say no to drugs, you know, smack isn't good, you know, don't drink, you know, then you watch the original anime, they're fucking drunk as shit.
And it's orgies.
You watch Eastman, and it's like, violence doesn't solve anything, and they're, like, ripping guys, Ninja Turtles ripping guys' heads off, they actually kill foot soldiers in the original and stuff, and you're just like, wow, this is so hypocritical. Yeah,
so
it's like Batman's like, you know, telling you guns are bad.
That's why you throw boomerangs at people's hands.
But that's why you start off with like 2 9mm fucking pistols. And you're like, wow, okay.
So, anyways, arcade. Did you have a second one, Holly?
I can't remember the name of it.
What is it?
I've talked about it before. You're like your
Ultra
son,
Beast.
Like, yep, that one.
Good anyways,
got it.
What about Ghouls and Goblins?
Ghouls and Goblins, another good one.
Ghouls and Goblins.
Was that on arcade?
Yes, that I remember playing an arcade version of that.
I really wish that I could figure out the other game that I was talking about.
Mm. Too bad.
I'd love to figure that out. I know. It was such an awesome game.
It'll keep
game.
You up tonight.
It will.
Andrew?
Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct. I threw out like 14 a game.
I played that on 64.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
I played it on my Game Boy.
Yep.
all these old games. I'm just surprised Xbox hasn't jumped on.
Another one. Samurai Showdown. I fucking love that game.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I didn't remember that one.
And I was in Boy Scouts.
No, I was talking about with you earlier the Star Wars actual flight sim game where you had, it was a two-player game where you got one guy in the back who actually flies, and you're in the front and you shoot, and you actually get inside this fucking cockpit, you know, it's just a TV, and it would take you through, like, Death Star Run, fucking Hoth Battle, all this stuff. It was so much fun. Then they actually had the Star Wars Trilogy game that just had the joystick and a couple buttons, and you would actually do saber fights by directional pushing on the screen, wherever it tells you to go, and you could fight Boba Fett as a boss battle, Darth Vader, and all them. And that was a really fun fucking game, too.
So, anything else?
I'm good.
No. Nope.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. Well, that brings it to our last thing. We do have the gauntlet this week. And Andrew, we always leave that up to you.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome back to another episode of the gauntlet. I don't know. I'm trying something new. So basically, gauntlet is like it is every week except for last week. It was Halloween, and I was busy watching Walking Dead.
Which was awesome.
Excellent.
Yes, it was.
I watched the first one, and I also watched the encore of it. Just for good measure.
Was there an encore?
Dude, there were three encores. They just kept playing it back to back.
Oh, you mean, okay, you rewatched it. I was like, extra stuff?
No, not extra stuff. I also entered the contest to have a stumble on.
That would be awesome.
As a zombie. I was like, okay, that might be fun.
So the gauntlet this week, we are going back and doing Halo Reach again.
Yeah, that actually sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited.
I'm pretty stoked.
Because we did have a blast last time.
Yes.
And
I think we had 8 people versus another 8 people. We did the Rumble Pit.
Yeah, that's true.
Team Slayer. It was just every man for himself.
Yeah.
That was pretty
insane listening to Dennis call
just
everybody
go,
cunt.
Cunt! Cunt! It's like, oh, Trent, you're a cunt, you assassin. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, damn it, Justin, you're a cunt. You know, it just kept going on and on, dude.
So, 9 o'clock, Sunday, Central Time.
We should get Dennis in on that one.
We're going to be playing Halo Reach. Hit us up. You guys should know our gamer tags. Red Sox Pride 13 is mine. We got fucked up spelling of nostalgia is Justin's.
Starts with a K.
Gorgasm is
23.
Trent. Oh, Gorgasm 23, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It's Trent. And Holly's is Like a Lady.
Which you can also find these on the bottom right side of our webpage. So, on
the
every
new
page.
Searchable website.
The new searchable website.
Nice. With links for everything.
Excellent. Nice. Excellent.
There's no pages buried deep down with no links.
You can find anything you want. It's in fucking alphabetical order on the right side.
Nice.
Seriously.
So basically, same rules applies. You have to have a headset. Send us a message. We'll have you join our party chat. We all bullshit on there and have a good time.
Exactly.
So, looking forward to seeing you guys.
Oh, all right, hold on. Before we go,
I'm cutting.
Make sure that you also go on to what was the website for the
VGVN.
Yeah, go to VGVN and
go ahead
and vote against that. And also, you know, call up the DirecTV line again. It's 1-888-9-WE-R-A-R-A-R-E-G-4, and try and get them back onto DirecTV.
And last but not least, plugs. I always plug them every week, where I've been trying to. John, we plug you.
I plug you so good.
CarouselPodcast.com.
Does he plug us?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
He plugs me every night.
No, and that's Carousel, CarouselCarouscl, podcast.com. And TVGP, which are, we love TVGP, and they are at TVGP.tv.
I like Bombcast, but...
Bombcast goes without saying, because they have, like, 4 billion listeners.
Oh, wait, what about new releases?
Alright, so let's see here for new releases.
What you got there, buddy?
I've got quite a few. we've got one I'm pretty excited about, Deadliest Catch Seas of Chaos.
Alright.
For the Wii PS3.
Is this going to involve the court litigation for when they sued them?
I don't know.
Because I really hope they have that as like a mini level, like a mini game.
Maybe you get to hunt whales.
You know, litigate, litigate, denial, litigate.
Let's see here. We've got Monster Jam. Oh, shit.
Is that the name of the game? Monster Jam? Oh, shit.
It's Monster Jam. It's the, if my memory serves me right, it's the monster trucks where you're jumping over the little hills and stuff. I think that's it.
Remember that monster truck racing game they had a while back?
That's what I'm thinking.
So it's like motorbike on crack.
Oh, and they also had that semi racing game. Do you remember that on PS2?
Yes.
I rented that one. I was like, oh, I'm kind of drunk. I'll rent this.
let's see here. We've got Sing Star Dance. For the PS3.
Oh, that's on my pre-order.
there's a good one. We've got The Fight Lights Out. That's the move fighting game for the PS3. Knights in the Nightmare. Nights in the Nightmare for PSP.
You know what we didn't mention that came out today or yesterday?
What?
Kinect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it comes out
November... thought it was...
Today or tomorrow?
No. Hold on, wait. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It came out sometime.
Obviously, we don't give a shit. We really should have reviewed it, but I'm not going to play fucking Kinectimals. Sorry,
guys. I'll play Dance Central.
Nobody wants to see you dance around. Yeah.
My mom likes to watch me dance.
Whoa.
Like
a Hindu?
For DS, we've got Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Miniland Mayhem.
Are you just reading all the shit titles?
No, dude, that game looks it looks like an actual kickback to the original Donkey Kong versus the Plumber.
Okay, fair enough.
Which, I mean, that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
The generic plumber that later became Mario.
This one, actually, I mean, you're probably going to laugh, but Raving Rabbids. It is the little rabbits from... what was that game?
From Final Fantasy?
No. Rayman.
Oh, yeah.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only, like, fucking commercial icon to get his own fucking game.
Yeah. I don't know, it's...
Oh, wait, Mr. Guy, it's Spot.
And then, of course, the major release for this week is Call of Duty Black Ops,
which we will review.
Yes,
yeah.
I will not.
No, our
our guest speaker,
guest commentator. That's what we call them now.
Yep,
because we're trying to be professional.
Professional,
not just another douchebag.
Yeah, we don't call them our friends. They're guest commentators.
And that's all we got?
Well, I mean, there's some other crap, but it's crap.
No. Somebody might be interested.
Okay.
I'll just read the rest.
I can't even pronounce this one. Guwanga. G-U-W-A-N-G-E.
That Gu-wang? Sounds like Guwang.
Guwang. And then the Sly Collection.
That sounds like something you regret ordering in a Chinese restaurant.
You're like, that Guwang was a little undercooked.
Pinball FX isn't in that group, is it?
No.
Pinball FX already came out.
What?
Yes, it already came out.
Shit.
Came out like 2 weeks ago.
No, they were advertising it 2 weeks ago, but it didn't come out.
Oh, well, I know it's already out now.
Let me see here.
I saw my friend Bob playing it all day.
Did we miss it by quite a bit?
Man, how did we miss that? I was playing Fallout.
Oh, yeah, we missed it by 2 weeks.
I told you, fucking 2 weeks ago. Because it was coming out the week that I was doing the commentator, when I was doing the... moderator.
Oh, that's right. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but something bigger that's coming out, not this week, but next... No, not next week, the week after is fucking Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yeah, I'll be picking
it
up.
Ooh, yeah. And I'm going to play it when you're at work.
Oh, yeah, and the new Pac-Man comes out, too.
But Assassin's Creed. Anyway,
Michael Jackson, The Experience.
Oh, yeah, I keep hearing... Oh, no. Did you hear that they're actually including a glove?
Yeah, if you get the special edition, you get the glove.
Yeah.
So all his siblings that really aren't making money are getting the money from this?
They're banking on it. Tito is rolling in a Motel 6 somewhere with Waffle House, just going like, dude, this is the high life.
We got Boone's Farm.
Yeah. He's like, I'm drinking the good shit now. No more Thunderbird for me.
So, Schlitz.
He's like, I got Mad Dog 2020. This shit makes you ornery. I think I might punch another transvestite.
They're coming out with a Man versus Wild game?
Yes, that's coming out.
You just go around punching ducks in the face.
Does he need to stroke his ego anymore?
Bear Grylls. It's like, your name's Bear. You're special enough.
Yeah, no shit.
Have you seen that TV show, I think you and I were watching, that teaches you how to, like, if the whole world did go to shit, it teaches you how to, like, make gasoline in a barrel, how to hotwire a car, how to get a radio transmitter hooked up and ready to go.
Remember he had that other show for when shit happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, so it was like they had a power line, live fucking power line on his car, and he's like, this is how you get out.
Oh,
it's
like, no. Did you see the one where the terrorists took over a mall? Like, this is what you're supposed to do with terrorism?
I didn't see that one, but I saw the preview for it. But no, they should put a video game out for that guy. I don't know how it would work, but I'd be like, so you're in a car, the windows won't roll down, and you just drove off a pier. What do you do?
It's a text-based game.
Pop quiz. What do you do?
It's a mud.
No, it's like type, it's one of those point and clicks. Door. Point and clicks. You grab the crowbar and you like drag it across the screen.
Sounds like a good iPhone
and plop
game.
Plop it into the window.
Now, the show you were talking about. Are you talking about The Colony?
No. This show, The Colony,
was actually pretty cool.
That's a good show.
I love The Colony.
But no, this is a guy who basically teaches you how to survive in an urban setting. Like, if the whole world goes to shit, terrorist attack, biological outbreak, whatever, and you are alive, you're a survivor. It teaches you how to, like, make gasoline out of, I think it was yeast and a couple other things, how to actually take gasoline out of a car and basically how to rejuvenate it a little bit and dilute it down to make more, how to set up a transmitter on top of a building to broadcast a message so other people can find you and meet you.
I need to know the name of that show.
You'd be one of the first to go. What do you need to
whatever.
You're short.
She can hide in small places.
A zombie would just fall on you and you'd be down.
Hold on. I just want to point out
to the only person on this cast that could hide under the fucking chair.
I just want to point out that we didn't review all the games this week. We missed two fine, outstanding games.
Oh, what did we miss?
Uh-oh.
Pokey Park and Babysitting Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we missed Babysitting Mama? Yeah. Oh, damn.
God damn it.
Holly, I was really hoping for an in-depth review from you. You work at a fucking video game store.
I know,
what are you doing
with
your fucking hookups?
I'm trying to play the other ones first.
Oh, the other...
Nobody kind of makes sure you beat Kirby.
The
child
mama.
Support paying father.
Yeah.
Cooking Mama, you know,
it's like
everything
deadbeat
like
dad
that.
Court.
They legitimately have like other games based off of that one, like Cooking Mama and different things like
God,
that.
God, I would love to
Abusive
work for that.
Mama.
I would love to work for that company and just sit on my ass and do nothing all day. Just be like, well, it's a flash game, pretty much. And
yeah, we sold 200 copies of this.
Yeah,
everybody's going out for beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're way over expected price.
Yeah. The operating budget is $300.
It's like. Like, let's go out and celebrate and have like soy milk and fucking wheatgrass.
Let's
shots.
Have some Shasta.
Yeah, yeah.
Going out for Shasta and taco again, guys.
It was a good week.
We're going out for fucking Jack in the Box and some fucking Boone's Farm. So let's rage it up and just beat up a hooker. Of course, we all have to go halfsies on the hooker, so because we're broke, because we made Babysitting Mama.